He hates when you say that.
Why? Why you hate it? Hey, yo, Sebastian, run that shit the fuck back. Keep going, dude. It's Pride Month. Hey, it's Pride Month. Look, look, look.
It's Pride Month. Suck a dick, suck a dick, cause it's Pride Month.
Suck a clit, cause it's Pride Month.
Suck a dick, cause it's Pride Month.
Suck a dick, cause it's Pride Month.
You gotta follow Johnny, you gotta follow the feet, you gotta follow the feet. Hit the snake real quick.
Prime Month.
It's Pride Month, Pride Month. It's nice to see all these Skittles in the street. Goddamn, let me rock it to the beat. When did you come out to your parents? They were a little bit embarrassed.
Damn.
But they couldn't care less because they love you, bitch. Super damn supportive.
Daddy disowned you. Daddy disowned you.
Disgrace.
Damn. But it's okay, we accept you.
Damn.
P.O.P. likes to suck dick.
What?
P.O.P. likes to suck dick.
Bisexual.
Bisexual. Go ahead, Bambo. Go ahead,
and I only like trannies. Come fuck me, fucking trannies.
Damn.
Come and fuck me.
Why do the trannies got bigger dicks than me?
Damn.
And you don't even get hard.
Shout out She-Hulk.
Suck a dick because it's Prime Month.
Go Tito.
Hold on, I'm about to hit the switch, bro.
Go Tito.
Hey, I don't really know how to freestyle. But yesterday I ran 6 miles. I haven't been skinny in a while.
And your uncle does tile,
And got this on you.
Damn.
Got this on you.
But P.O.P. didn't, bitch. I'ma sign a petition.
Damn.
To start a petition. To get myself a gay farm.
Damn.
Where I only farm gay animals.
Damn.
And the cheese tastes really dull.
Really dull.
Why is my cow fucking a chicken?
Damn.
You don't even seem to know why. And I got a fucking owl. And that motherfucker, he's a rider. That motherfucker flies.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Cilantro Records. This is LGBTQ Records.
Shout out to the guy I grinded on that hard summer.
He was hard all
you
summer.
Had a fucking fat ass.
This is Insomniac Records.
That's too savage. Suck a dick because it's Prime Month. Suck a dick.
This is Gay Pride Records.
Suck a clit because it's Prime Month. Suck a clit.
This is clit dick sucking records.
And we love it because of Ooh, Malalo.
It's YNNITDRE from the A until the motherfucking LGBTZ.
Q plus.
Johnny, what's up?
It's your boy Gazelle. Suck a dick because it's Prime Month, baby. What's good?
Because it's Prime Month. Yeah. Run the beat back.
That shit was crazy, Laura. You went crazy on that one.
Yeah, bro.
And we said the most.
We were so supportive.
We were like the big corporations.
Yeah.
We should just put some big ass.
I was going to put rainbow
flags right here.
Yeah.
I'm with it. I was at the gym and I saw these fucking banners that they were putting up. And it's like, because the gym is like really like that. Like,
yeah.
They be just hella supportive. Yeah. Well, and I don't like it.
But as soon as June's over,
they don't stand with y'all like we do.
The MLB did that shit on like Facebook. They updated, like, they put like the MLB logo, but with like rainbow.
All right, motherfucker. And, like, July 1st.
Bro. After one day, brother, took that shit down.
Yeah. America's month, baby.
Yeah.
More importantly,
America's sport don't fuck around with that shit.
Yeah.
It's all right. You got your little days.
So let's talk about some gay shit we've done.
I fucked hella dicks. You know me.
They call you dick sucking David.
They don't call me dick sucking Dodger David for nothing. Then.
It's like a dick.
You know me, it's probably one of those. So buns out. Cocked out. Oh, yeah.
You pulled up la tanguita,
bro. I used to be a girl. Believe it or not.
Transition.
My name was Oh, for topics or or me?
No, that's pivot.
You transition.
Yeah. My real name was Mayflower of the Hidden Sun.
That's kind of hot.
That is super hot.
Yeah, it's because my family's from Alaska though.
They love the sun out there. I heard.
Yeah, and the Mayflower apparently. Food.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
But enough about me. How are you guys?
We're proud of you, Queen.
Thank you. It's actually a thing. Okay. Because I don't know what I am yet. Man.
So transgender sports. What do you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah. I think we should just fucking dominate the competition is
facts,
what I think.
Bro.
Facts. Yeah, fuck all these women, bro.
Let them compete.
Hey, I fucking facts. Saw. I wanted to tell you guys because I'm not sure if I sent it to you guys, but I saw a clip about someone saying about the whole like if they're the if they want to be a woman, they could be in the same sports, right, and all that. You know how yeah. they did that, and they said, imagine if they put Mike Tyson in there, and they had this girl getting ready. Okay, she's 8-0, and this is the last one for her to win the championship. See Mike Tyson with a wig. Boom! Yeah. Knocks her the fuck out, bro. It's animated, obviously. It's not him,
that was Scary Movie 4, no?
Scary Movie, yeah, Scary Movie.
Well, I saw that, and it was animated one. It, like, they're in the ring and shit. That's fucking and I've got a wig, and that shit was hilarious, bro. Because yeah. It's like, that fool laid her the fuck out.
Bro, just from, like, a comedy standpoint, yeah. It's like, why, yeah, let him compete.
Yeah.
That's just jokes.
Bro, he'd knock anybody the fuck out.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
It's like, so funny to be, like, just the girl who spent her whole life training the sport.
And this motherfucker had 6 months.
And the motherfucker with an Adam's apple who weighs 340 just fucking whoops her record.
Yeah, bro.
That's fucking funny as shit, bro.
Support.
Fuck you know, that like, bitch and her whole life.
The way I say it, you either support trans lives or women's lives. And I support trans.
You're spitting right now.
What? What's wrong about that? I'm supporting my fellow men. My fellow men in arms.
Facts.
My fellow cock in arms.
What, you think I'm homophobic or something?
Yeah, bro. It's the opposite.
Your bitch is gay.
I'm anti-women.
Facts. What's up, Beto? How you been, bro?
What a toss-up to him.
Oh, I've been pretty good.
How's your fitness journey?
The gay shit I've done is...
You ever see gay shit at the gym?
All the time.
Yeah?
When I see you there.
That's very homophobic, bro. We're in June.
Yeah.
July 1st is a different story, but...
Yeah, how could you be homophobic, bro?
My bitch is gay.
There you go.
How's the gym?
Yeah, because I'm, yeah.
How's your little fitness journey?
Yeah,
it's been pretty good.
You're so condescending.
Nah, my boy's lost hella weight. I know.
Yeah. Hey, I'm okay like that.
He and did, though. Hey,
he lost good. Like 8 pounds in total.
And when you drop your grug in with more.
It's such a, facts, you're spinning right now.
Yeah.
Shout out her, though, for real. But when he pulled up last week wearing the bar scissors, I was like, that shit looks good on you, my boy. Hell yeah.
Yeah. You had all the muscle squeezing.
You gave that to me last Christmas. I'm barely being able to wear it now.
What about that Ajax jersey? Have you worn it? That's your lady?
Still not feeling confident.
You got it, bro. You look
I got it like 2 years ago and I still haven't worn it.
How big is it? What's the size?
Medium, but I think it's like a player's medium, not a fan's medium.
Fine. It fits
good.
It's like super tight on the.
Yeah, because the fucking medium for a fan is like fucking. That should just be out, bro. Hey, you're fucking Theo walking around the house like this. He's like, yeah, bro, I'm a medium. No, the fuck you're not.
That shit has me dying when Lalo said that shit. He was like, nah, bro, they're making these large.
I'm telling y'all, bro.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah. That's true.
They make them way different now. They used to be hella bigger.
How many pounds did you lose, Beto?
Lost like 8 pounds, but.
Damn. Oh,
you're right on the money.
But I feel like, you know, sometimes I weigh myself and I weigh the same. But I look different. Yeah. So I think, you know, a lot of people say to not pay attention to the weight. So
yeah.
You're just confident.
I totally see it.
You're just confident in yourself right now. I think that's all it is.
No, you could tell though for sure.
Yeah.
You
probably just built it in muscle.
That's true too.
Let yourself go.
I feel like it kind of bothers me a little when I'll like step on the scale and I'll like lost weight. And then I'll hit the gym like hard as fuck for like a week, or like 2 weeks. And I go on there and I gained 8. And I'm like... What the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Well, that's the trips to Norm's after.
That's just stupid, bro. No.
Yeah.
But you're right. I have
very,
done that. We're
very
like,
similar.
I just have to like learn how to like know when to weigh myself. How you guys have told me when to do it. Because I was doing it super fucking wrong. Like, I'll do it at night. Like, after eating and shit. Like, that's not the way you're supposed to fucking do it. It's about to do it, you know? Like, when you're empty stomach and everything. Like,
You know, it is some bullshit, though, that like they put like the tastiest food around the gym.
Yeah,
bro. Remember when we used to go to Choose?
Yeah,
all the best restaurants were
McDonald's,
Caesar's, high school.
And at the time, they're all 24 hours.
Yeah, bro.
So you'd be pulling out to Panda Express like a slob at 2 in the morning.
With gym shorts.
When we first started working out, bro, we just drive straight home, bro.
Yeah.
After like 2 months, and we really got comfortable with one another, you're like, Jax.
Yeah,
Jax, baby.
You earned
Jumbo
it,
Jack.
You earned it, huh, Johnny?
After one day, you definitely fucking earned it.
Yeah, I don't want to.
You're already there, you know.
I don't want to out Johnny. You can cut this out if he doesn't want it in there. But he posted a selfie at 24 hour.
Yeah,
and I was like, hell yeah, bro, keep that shit up. Just make sure you eat clean.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, bro, I'm eating hella protein right now. I was like, oh shit, what are you eating? He's like, I want a Hawaiian barbecue.
And you ate the Hawaiian or what?
So
good, Johnny. That's fine. That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay. I don't care. Thank you. I appreciate that. No, I no, no, for us. Dead ass. I remember I was starting to like do the gym a lot and just trying to learn and shit. And in my head, I'm like, I'm still learning what's like good or whatever. Like in my case, I think healthier protein style burger is like a little better, but
yeah,
still kind of unhealthy in a way. So yeah, I'm still learning. So like what I did is I hit the gym and it was like the first fucking day or like the second day. And I remember I went to Ono because I'm like, in my head, I'm like, okay, like, because I was craving other shit, I'll be real. But I'm like, I don't know, I shouldn't get Chick-fil-A, I shouldn't get that. So I was like, oh, I'll get Ono because that's chicken.
That's what your conscience said, huh, when you're walking into?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You like almost kind of, for sure, you convince yourself. No, this is
better. You call him Constance?
That's what your conscience.
Oh, I thought you said Constance. Monster House?
No.
That's dirty, dog. No,
I said that's.
You called my boy a whore's house. What
your conscience said when you walked in.
Yeah.
So,
oh no.
So what I did is I was like, okay, so it's like it's chicken, beef, and like it has like a little rib. I'm like, okay, cool.
Little rib.
Yeah. It's just like one rib. So I'm like, okay, cool. Like that sounds good. And it's rice, whatever. Fuck it.
It's bomb.
And I tell him, thinking, I'm not motivated. I'm like, hey, bro, like, yeah. He's like, and he tells me that, yeah, bro, just make sure that you don't like reward yourself with food after. Pinche platote. And I'm like,
they be stuffing that shit for real.
And I'm gonna be pouring sauce on it too. And I'm like,
the teriyaki. No,
the Hawaiians know how to do it, bro.
I was honest, right? I told him, I was like, hey, I'm my owner right now. Yeah. But you already told me. But, yeah. But I was like,
can you take out the cabbage and put extra mac?
Yeah, and facts.
You have to.
No, yeah. Honestly, you can't. They don't hit you. So
after Ono, though, you have to take a nap.
It
take
goes
nap,
right
bro.
Through you.
You have to take a nap. That, but you literally have to go to sleep after.
Like, dude, I feel.
Feels like a baseball bat for me.
Yeah. Bink. I think I was full all fucking day, bro. Until night. And but I was like, dude,
until night. You mean dinner? It is. The next meal?
It is
fuck you, bro.
It was lunch.
Nah, fuck you. You really just said. No, you really just get one meal and it wasn't even a meal. Lunch isn't a real meal.
Yeah. Okay, so I was like.
He's like, I ran 10 miles across 4 months.
Dude, you leave out important details.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, like, you know, in my head, I'm like, okay, it's chicken. It's chicken, it's beef, whatever. But it's not chicken and beef if you put three fucking little cups of teriyaki sauce on it.
Yeah,
and like, that's what Tito told me. So what Beto told me was that, hey, like, it's kind of high in, what'd you tell me? Calories, right?
Yeah.
So it's in high calories. That's kind of like sugar. He's like, if anything, if you're going to do that, do like Chick-fil-A or something. Like just a little.
The grilled nuggets at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I sent him a couple meals that he can replace that with. Yeah. Like, bro, the grilled nuggets, the grilled sandwich.
Yeah. There's so many like healthier alternatives at like restaurants and shit.
And
but
like
nobody, those shits are deep in the menu, bro. This is the hardest part.
And like my
secret
fucking
menu,
secret menu shit.
Like it literally tells you until you're right, healthy option.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not hidden.
It's not that.
Let's face it, bro. From here,
I never looked to the right.
No one ever looks to the right of a fucking drive-thru menu, bro. Nobody.
You know how hard it is to see. Look to the right with Big Mac, nuggets, double cheeseburgers.
No. And then right here on the side, lettuce wrap. Fuck off.
And then it's like an Asian letters, bro. Yeah, it's not even bro. English, bro.
Asian letters.
Yeah, bro. It's in Japanese, bro.
I think it's in trans. So.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Suck a dick because it's prime, bro.
Yeah, sucking dick.
So would you guys. Okay, go ahead, Johnny.
Crazy. So
yes.
I was still learning this shit, and I feel like my biggest problem with food is that I tend to eat when I'm hungry. Like I don't like.
You a girl now? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was too easy. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So I don't like plan my shit. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna get hungry later. I'm gonna make sure I have. Like no, I eat when I'm usually hungry. Like I don't like plan my shit. Like what Lalo does. Lalo and Tito do. Like what they do is they plan their meals and then when they get hungry, they have it at home.
Have you ever done a meal prep?
No.
You said what?
Oh,
yeah. No, I did, but not a full week. Like I just kind of got tired of the same food.
Yeah,
so I just threw
that's
it away.
That's just called leftovers.
You said so. I just threw it away.
Well, no, I didn't throw it away. Like I gave it
to the dog and shit.
No, I give it to my dad. But still, like,
do you want this? Funny.
He had diarrhea for a week.
What, do you think you meal prep by association?
Well, you know, one time I did meal prep. I just went to Subway and ordered 6 sandwiches.
Yes.
Y'all think I'm joking, yeah. Bitch?
Make all of them combos.
Johnny's like, damn, I meal prep all the time, then.
You're working out with 5 drinks.
Egg is out.
You know when that when the bitch was like, "You wanted toast?" And I said, "Yes." That she mad dogged me, bro. She was like, "Really all the way to them?"
Egg is out. I'm gonna tell you right now.
My family's hungry.
As someone who eats like that, that that's not meal prep. I'm gonna tell you right now. You what? Know what that is?
That's dinner.
No, it's not. It's not dinner. That's called the platter. Okay, that's called catering, bro. That's catering.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
No, that, and like I mean, I try to do that whole bullshit and like meal prep, like it'll work for me because I don't know how to do it well. The shit that works.
His fitness journey.
The shit that works.
And all that little bullshit y'all
do. I'm being real, dog. Straight up. So I was like, you know, fuck it. I did it, and like I cooked my meat for like 4 days.
Yeah.
So I had my meat and my rice, and like after day three, it was just kind of like. Gross. Like I just didn't fuck with it. I'm picky, bro.
That's the hardest part about like meal prep shit. Is
yeah.
Like eating the same shit every day, right?
I can't.
I get to my last day and I don't want it anymore.
It feels like prison.
I'm forcing it down my throat. I feel
yeah.
Like,
well, it just doesn't. It's not fresh anymore. After
yeah.
Like
yeah, that's true.
4 or 5 days.
You know, yeah. It's not and then fresh. Like how seasoned is grilled chicken? Like,
Lalo knows how fresh it is.
I'll
right?
beat your ass.
I've oh. almost died, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Was it tuna? It put you in a coma? What was it?
Meal prepping tuna is what?
Can you do that?
It was tilapia, you fucking imbecile.
He's opening cans.
I was with you when it happened.
I'm calling you an imbecile. Like, I want the one who almost died.
Like, are you eating cat food? Or?
It was orange.
Hey, Lalo, yeah. I was with you when that happened, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I meal prep and I kind of just left it. Like,
yeah.
I rotate because I would cook tilapia and chicken breast at the same time. I would just... one day chicken breast and one day tilapia, and then I got to like the next week because I cooked it in the middle of the week. Usually I do it Sundays, but that week I think I hit it on a fucking Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
And so like on the weekends I was like, wow, I need a meal prep. My days I get to splurge, so it went over to like fucking Monday, Tuesday. And I wasn't thinking. I just grabbed that as a meal prep, so I ate it on Tuesday, bro. I almost fucking died.
But I was praying for you, dog.
My stomach.
Every second.
Chills. Sleeping and getting chills, bro. I thought I was dying, bro.
He was. Bro, we almost didn't have LLC, bro.
Bitch, what the fuck? Like,
be responsible, bro.
Hey, thanks for watching out for my health. But yeah, you almost lost an LLC.
The AC payment soon, bro. You can't die now.
What, are you going to have these foods right at Hesperia?
For? Yeah.
Where they going to go?
Let's go.
I fucking remember that I was getting Chipotle and I was like, oh, but like, I'm like, you have your meal prep. No, he's like, no, give me fucking Chipotle. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I'm not risking it. Fuck that. Like, he was,
I was scaredy wearedy.
Yeah.
Fuck
that. She traumatized me for a little bit. I don't eat tilapia no more for that.
Or meal prep.
Yeah.
Well, you just can't wait that long.
I just don't eat anymore.
And you don't meal prep anymore.
You look good.
Thanks.
Yeah. You've been going to the gym too?
Fuck no. I've been running here and there, bro, but I'm not on it like that.
Yeah.
I was on it for like, 2 weeks.
You did lose weight though, bro. You could tell.
Yeah.
I lost like what was it? I forgot. I stepped on the scale.
I think it was also like 8 pounds.
It was like 8 pounds, and then I gained it right back at fucking over there.
ADC.
ADC, yeah.
No, you ever do good at losing weight and someone gives you a backhanded ass compliment? And they'd be like, bro, I lost some weight. And they're like, yeah, I can see it. Like, it's in your teeth, huh?
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking crazy.
like some random ass.
Fuck
like,
you, Drees. His lady has been, like, on her fitness journey, too. And I was like, hey, I was like, you look good. Like, you've been losing a lot of weight. Fucking Drees goes, you trying to fuck my bitch, dog?
What, you trying to fuck my bitch, dog?
Like, no, bro. I fucking can't even see.
Hey, but why not?
But Drees.
Why not? What's wrong with her?
Come on, bro. Don't do that.
Well, what's up?
I am.
She kinda, cool, bro. Chill.
Yeah, she's hey, cool, bro. As long as she makes you happy.
Damn.
Oh, man.
I like you make you happy.
Nah, bro. I went to the gym. I've been going to the gym, too. And, like, literally, like, 2 days ago, I had, like, tried to do it while I was smoking. I was like, high as fuck, right?
Yeah.
So I smoked in the car a little bit. I was sitting dizzy because I was, like, my back pain was hurting. So I was, like, I don't know what to do anymore. So I noticed weed has been helping me. So I went into the gym, and I was a beast, bro. I had my protein shake. I had my water. You know, like, I'm high as fuck, bro. And I'm working out. I'm a beast. I'm just drinking, pounding the protein shake.
He hasn't left the car?
No. Yeah. I'm just pulling up on the visor.
Faded as fuck.
Someone's watching me from the car. Like,
that motherfucker's getting rammed.
Yeah.
Yo, the gym is playing the bops. Yeah. Is this Spotify in the whip?
Yeah, bro. But I was going beast as fuck. I was in the gym already. Obviously.
The gym has infinite dreams.
Yeah, I was literally going to say that. He's bumping his own shit.
Yeah.
The gym's going crazy. I was going to
heaven on earth.
Sorry, we never let him talk.
Yeah. No one ever says that to me. But
hey, I'm going to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was working. So I was working out, right? And I was going crazy. I was beast mode, just drinking protein shake, drinking water. I was doing pull-ups. I was like, what the fuck? Where I get the strength to do pull-ups, right? Yeah. And so I start walking back because my shaker was already empty for protein, right? I start walking back to the locker room. And while it goes, there's kids club. they're like a mirror and like a, you know, some locker rooms on the right side, right? And I'm rocking that towards the front of the counter, and these two girls, culonas, fool, right in front of me, dog, right? But not that I would know, but there's some, right? They were walking in front of me and shit, and one of them looks back at me, and she was like, she kind of smiles, and then like she keeps walking, right? And then, like, you know how we do it, like when it's like, hey, don't look right away, but like look, you know.
Not me.
A couple seconds.
I never look. That's never crazy. Look.
Crazy, me either. But a couple seconds later, the other girl looks, right?
Yeah.
And then she kind of like, I kind of hear like a giggle, you know. I was like, bro, I'm feeling myself. I had a haircut for. I was like, I had a haircut and everything. I'm like looking buff because like I got the one with the sleeves, you know. I was feeling myself, bro. Yeah. And so I passed by the kids club and I walked by the mirror. I'm like, what the fuck? Big old crust of fucking broccoli chicken all around my mouth, dog. It looked like I just devoured a chocolate cake, dog. when I tell you, I look like that kid from Matilda who had to finish the fucking cake that Miss Transvaal or whatever. Yeah. Miss Transvaal, I don't know, for Pride Month, right? I look like a fucking, I look like an animal. They're like, this motherfucker just escaped from kids club. What the fuck?
Yeah, a baby's on the loose. Exactly. Yo,
the special one got out.
I look at my shirt, big ass. I look at my shirt, big ass chalky milk all over my fucking chest.
Oh,
I was
shit.
Like, what the fuck, bro? I was like, damn, I was feeling myself. But after that, I couldn't even look in any of the mirrors. Like, I washed my face, like, just, I don't know, this many times. I don't know how many times, but fuck, I still had, like, some crusties and shit I was peeling off the side of my mouth. But fuck, your boy was filling himself up until then.
He was drinking that shit how, like, the little kids be drinking that shit, like, after, when they're running around.
See, and you know what?
Are you sucking dick? What the fuck is that?
It's Pride Month, bitch. Come over here sucking dick. You ever seen a little kid drink Gatorade?
Ain't nobody drink like that, bro.
No, bro. Little kid.
No one's doing this.
But you know when little kids suck Gatorade?
Like, hey, fix that sentence. Fix that sentence.
Five months.
Yeah, bro. I was feeling myself up until that moment, bro. But I remember because I was drinking. I was like, I remember that shit spilling on my face, but I was so high. I thought like drinking the water too, because the water was doing the same thing that I was rinsing it off, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't rinsing it. That shit caked it on there all over my fucking mouth, bro. I had all this bigote shit of fucking chalky milk and shit on my face.
That shit reminds me of, I went to the gym with my girl too. Yeah. I told her to record for my fitness vlog. And so she starts recording herself in the girl's restroom and you just see this girl walk by, right?
Yeah.
She goes into the restroom. Next thing you hear is... she started busting ass in the restroom. And the funny part is that she came out on camera walking by going into the restroom.
Oh, so she heard like the lock and shit, like the slam of the door, and then and you hear
he's
letting them bitches go.
Protein though, that should sneak up on you though.
The gym you're allowed to though.
Yeah,
the gym, no one shames you if you can blow
ass at the gym.
Yeah, no one.
Like, have you ever been blowing ass and someone gets in and rushes, fuck, dropping all his bags and shit? and just drops it, boom, and next year just like, god damn. No, and then you have to turn around on your fucking toilet.
That shit will set off my Ring camera, dog.
Wait, what?
Are you hitting your toilet doggy style? That's fucking crazy.
Your dick is touching the seat.
No, then you gotta hit the you don't take the weights in there. Start hitting the real deck.
Yeah, I gotta get these bigger ass. I gotta get these peaks.
I just built different, man. I really want it. You just kind of want it.
Yeah. That's crazy. I mean, dumbbells in the stalls in the gym.
Oh, a lat pull down.
Are you taking a pie side?
Yo, benching and shit.
Good ass form.
Put out an incline.
Crazy ass form.
Yeah.
It's just me.
Like I feel like I really have to get down on my like my workout shit. Like you guys, all have your routine. Like all you guys do is set for me. Like I don't have like my set. Hey, do this and this and this every day. Like for me, it's more of like a, okay, you know what? I'll just do this today. Like biceps. Like yesterday, I did biceps and triceps. Like that's what I did. Mm. So it's like that's probably not the right thing to be doing. It's probably back and something else. So I feel like I kind of have to like get into it. How you guys do, but how I said before, it's like my food shit. I don't know what the fuck to eat. I don't know what to cook. So when I come back like from my trip coming up, I'm gonna go on an all meat diet which is a, what is it? It's a carnivore diet, whatever. So you just, it's all meat, which is like steak or chicken. Yeah. Or
it still has to be in whatever. Moderation.
No, no, it does. I'm not going to fucking.
You're killing, steak, you're killing New York dinner. Steaks, everybody.
Yeah, no. It's not the way it
is. So what have you been doing now? Like, isn't that the same thing you've been doing now? Just killing everything?
No, like right now, what I'm just doing is I'm eating less. So I just eat less. You cut down on shit.
It's just strictly actually meat and shit like that?
So it's just meat. And then obviously you drink your water.
That shit.
Yeah, so what it does is basically you cut down on your body fat and you slim down and it gets your like metabolism. I don't know what. It fixes a lot of shit. But I did all my research on it pretty well. So that's what I'm going to be doing. And so
you watch 5 TikTok videos in here.
No. Like I did like my own personal research because I feel like a lot of YouTube.
We do
like,
research differently then.
Well, here's my thing though. Why? How come you never YouTube like how to work out?
That's what I was gonna say. Like I feel like a lot of YouTube's kind of like it's really one sided. Like you can't just have like somebody tell you because that may be their form. Like Tito could tell me all the shit he's doing, but that might not work for me. Instead, compared to like. I'm sure I can apply it to me, but if I do research on like people my way and shit like that, like it'll be a little different. Like his workouts aren't gonna be the same workouts I need to be doing.
You know,
because I need to slim.
You know,
down.
You know what you should be doing?
What?
You should be vlogging that content and putting that content that you wish was out there for people.
Yeah, so, you should be taking advantage of it.
That'd be cool.
So, someone should have told you that idea before.
It's free content.
Oh wait, yeah. I have.
It's yeah, I mean, content. I
like, yeah. If you guys are big as fuck,
I guess.
And trans.
I guess I feel like a big thing for me is that I need. I guess what happens with a lot of people is just confidence. Like I don't want to show that side of me, but I guess I should. Like
should.
To motivate other people. But that's honestly what I use before working out. G Fuel.
By the way, make sure you guys purchase
code PLP.
G Fuel with code PLP.
No cap, this is really good.
I'm not even playing.
That's the hype sauce. Fire.
I've been feeling really energized while I've been drinking this, and you know.
You want to try it?
This isn't the pre-workout. This is the can.
Mine's already almost done.
But I can definitely say
that one's better though. The one that you guys have right now is better, and it's zero sugar on it.
Oh, good.
I'm good.
This one's better.
It's sure, way better. Fuck yeah, the hype sauce is way better.
Yeah, but go ahead and try this for real. Yeah. Go buy. Use code PLP and shit.
You covered the whole thing. He said. He said here. He went like this
because it has the same one.
Here. Yeah. Yeah, but honestly, I love this shit because it doesn't give me all jittery and shit and zero calories.
I've heard that. Like others give you like itch and shit. And
yeah, I'm not done with the ad though. So make sure you guys use code PLP at checkout for G Fuel and get so you can get what? How much off?
20%
off at checkout. Come on, that's a fucking deal. That's
fantastic. Look at this bullshit right here. I don't even know why that's in this.
You're lucky that shit had nothing in it.
No, that was $2.99.
That's for the joke.
I definitely do need to be doing that shit too. I've heard like taking creatine too fucking helps. Like there's a lot of stuff that I should be taking.
Oh, be careful with creatine though.
Yeah.
Be okay. Careful with creatine.
See, like that shit I have to do research on. That's why I don't like to do shit unless I really do my research on it.
Bro, let's be real though. Like I know you're saying one thing may not work for another, but if it really just boils down to like eating right and working out.
Yeah, no, for sure.
There's no way around it, right, Beto?
And to be honest, Johnny, you're saying like something that I might do might not work for you, but something that David does might work for you. To be honest, we're all doing the same shit, bro. It's all the same information. It's just because I'm hitting legs on Monday and Dreams is hitting it on Tuesday, we're still doing the same thing.
No, I guess what I meant was as in like, if you're running for this or doing that, like maybe I should be doing different kinds of workouts or more weight. Like I should be focusing on other things more than other people. Like for me, probably running, like cardio is probably the biggest thing I should be doing.
It all comes down to a calorie deficit. When you're when you work out, you're burning calories. So you could either burn them by working out or by not eating or eating less.
I'll do the working out. So I mean, yeah, I feel like that's just what I have to focus on. Like just doing the diet.
There's no shortcuts around this shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like it's fucking, I'm gonna be real, like it's fucking hard.
It's literally, when we tell you what it is,
it's hard.
It's 80% diet, 20% actual.
That's fucking crazy, bro. Yeah. Why is it?
Bullshit.
Why 80% diet? That's such bullshit, bro. That sucks.
Honestly, I think it's 50% diet. No, sorry. 49% diet, 49% mentality, bro, and then 2% gym.
2%.
Really?
Yeah.
Power
like,
and will.
So I don't have to go to the gym for like a minute.
Nah, because
5%.
It's hard. Like staying on your diet is a mental game.
Oh,
like,
fuck yeah.
And going to the gym and actually doing the right workouts is also.
Oh, so you're saying it's not even. Okay, yeah, I get you. You're saying like it's not actually the diet. It's like your mental committing to things, right?
Yeah.
That's more important than actually
sticking to the diet, actually going to the gym.
Fuck, how do you do that shit though?
It's hard. Like, I said on one of my vlogs, like, what helps me is when, like, yesterday I ran 6 miles. Today, I don't want to go eat, like, a cheeseburger or something because I didn't waste my time running. Like, I struggled running those 6 miles yesterday, so I'm not going to fucking waste my time running those 6 miles to come eat a cheeseburger.
Yeah, I mean, that's where me and him are a little bit different, where I'm like, no, I ran these 6 miles. So I can eat the fucking cheeseburger on the weekend at least.
No, I feel you, though, because I do feel that the day that I'm working out, like, after a workout and shit, I will literally just go straight home. I will not stop, no fast food joint, just go straight fucking home. I probably won't even eat that day after a workout.
Yeah.
Because, like, it just makes you feel better, if I'm being honest.
What helps, too, I mean, like, 6 miles, that it gets your body tired. So I'm sore today, so I'm still feeling what I was feeling yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't want to go to waste.
Yeah, exactly. Compared to if I ran 1 mile, today I'd probably be like, fuck it, let's fucking go to George Burgers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It's
fucking
good. Also, you'd probably be like, hey, let's go to the gym, too, you know? There's two ways of saying that.
Yeah.
They're saying it like, I also ran really hard. Now I can't go hard the next time. You know? Like, or you don't want to go to the gym because you feel like you're going to have to go as hard.
Well, so hard. Motherfuckers want to fight.
That's a bar. That's the thing that I was saying.
Who's in Paris?
Crazy.
So really good guys.
These foods. These foods are in Paris.
That's the thing that I was telling a bit earlier. And it's not me, obviously. Like, I fucking heard it online. But it's really true. It's not about, like, motivation. Because me... I find it really difficult to find motivation to go every fucking day. What I heard on YouTube like a bit back was it's dedication, not motivation.
Would you be down to get like a train? You should get a trainer who holds you accountable.
I'll be open to it.
You need somebody who's gonna like really motivate you, because obviously we don't, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I mean,
we don't motivate
that,
you.
That's what I'm getting to. I feel like it's within yourself, bro.
Like, he doesn't give a fuck.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
it has to be me that wants to do it. Like, you can't, like, closed mouths can't be fed. Like, it has to be me first to want to get help. So it's on me, and I'm down for that. That's why I'm open to it.
Well, I like the way you said that. I like how you said help. Like, it's to get help.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because I think at this point, like, there's something psychologically wrong with you.
it's for sure that. So I feel like it's being dedicated. It's not motivation, because you can have days where you're not motivated, but it's literally being dedicated to that shit.
Johnny, I'm telling you right now, bro, the minute that you see progress, you're gonna like it.
You'll get addicted to progress.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm sorry.
For me, the hardest day is the first day. Why? Because you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're feeling like shit.
Yeah.
So it takes like, for me, it took like 2 weeks to see progress, but 2 weeks of dedication of actually like staying dedicated without seeing progress. Until you see that progress, you're gonna be like, holy shit. And then you're like, I want to go back to the gym tomorrow.
You know what it is too, though? But it's like being super serious about it. Like, the way you dove into it is like, is how my boy probably is never, by the way, I've never dove into it like how he's done it either. Yeah. It's like so disciplined. That comes from also a soccer mindset or just sports in general. Like, you've never done that shit where, like,
and
neither have I, like, macro, counting your macros, fucking literally looking at everything you eat, what's your calorie intake, you're committing yourself to, like, a certain amount of miles that you're running, like, that takes a level of commitment that most people aren't, like, prepared to, like, to take on. If we're being real, bro, that shit's hard, bro. Like, it's really fucking hard. It's not easy. But if you want to do it, like, get serious about it and fucking do it.
You're a different breed to fucking have like dedication.
It's but it's mental, like Beto said, it's all here. Yeah. For
well, social media doesn't do honestly. Like we always talk about, there's all these influencers, fitness influencers on social media and shit. But if we're being honest, a lot of those fools aren't doing any favors by like showing themselves on PEDs and shit. And like, let's be realistic.
A lot of fools aren't.
If I gave you a statistic right now, I don't know if you'd believe it. We've been so desensitized to like how social media affects our minds. They got us thinking that benching 2 plates on each side, like that's fucking normal. You know how many people could do that? Only 1% of the world can bench press 2 plates on each side.
I could barely do 1 plate.
I got story. Ask Johnny.
Yeah.
Ask about me. Yeah. Ask about me.
And that's what I'm saying though. And if you go to the gym, most people can't do that, if we're being honest.
Only 1%?
Only 1% of people.
Also, not everybody goes to the gym, so that also.
But also the people that are in the gym, you think about it. Even in that environment, how crazy is it that only 1% of people there can actually bench press 2 plates on each side? Like, we're also desensitized to how much progress that we can make, that we kind of get, look at ourselves and we get discouraged. It's like it's a weird, like, reverse body dysmorphia type of shit.
You know?
So, like, I don't know. I've always told people, like, try to just be sustainable. Like, don't worry about looking like this fool or the other fool. Like, you got to just always remember that you're making progress in your own way, yeah, and always trying to take shit in strides.
I constantly did that myself when I was working out. I was just constantly, because I really fuck with Bradley Martin. Shout out Bradley Martin if you're watching this. Yeah. Very good to you. I constantly just looked at him. I didn't. Like, it's not like he doesn't even fucking like, do workouts like that anymore, or like try to like compete and shit. Yeah. He's just kind of like living. Also, by the way, you know, he's a huge motherfucker. He's like 6 something.
Yeah.
Jacked as shit. And I would look at him like, I'm still a kind of a bitch, you know. And, mm-hmm. But not realizing that not so long ago I couldn't do such and such weight for like the lat pulls and shit. But and yeah. realizing my own growth. But just keep looking at that, you know, instead of like kind of looking at your own lawn and shit, looking at everybody else's.
Or
like your grass don't get greener by fucking looking at somebody else.
Or like staring at someone that's in your own lane. Like, no, mom is bro. I'll be looking at people that like I should not be fucking looking at, bro. Like I'll be seeing like fucking Tate built this fucking Tristan. Like, ain't no way, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like you can't be fucking. You gotta me personally. Like I look at these foods and I'm like, I could get there. Like, bro, no mames. Like, like try to see your lane first and then get there. Don't like go so far ahead. And
you're also not ringing girls.
If you look at a lot of these, if you look at a lot of these foods that are are natty, you know, those foods, it literally took years to look like that.
Yeah.
It was not a six.
And like you said, PEDs, food.
Yeah, the people that did it quick, the people that did it quick, it was most likely PEDs.
A lot of them do it, bro. A lot of these foods do that shit.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah, and but I don't think people understand how to get to the level of someone who isn't years. Yeah. We're talking 5-6 years. It does not take 6 months to a year planning of you know eating right and exercising. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Because you're not also taking account the injuries, the times you probably take off, and also like how which exercise if you're doing them right or not, you know. So it takes fucking years, bro. Like you're not
these Hollywood actors, fool.
Yeah,
over a fucking 6 months they're jacked.
Yeah, all of a sudden just Jason Momoa with a big ass fork.
Like that motherfucker's always been buff.
Like Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah,
I feel like those fools are definitely on some enhancement for sure and shit.
The Rock's on Addy. What are you talking about?
The Rock is on Addy. Like without getting too fucking like mean
racial.
Racial.
Termina.
No, because there's this movement for like the last couple of years where it's like you should fuck what everybody else thinks about you, like. Just love yourself, whatever the fuck, right?
Yeah.
And like, but there's just this disconnect from like, oh, wait, but you can look however the fuck. Okay, it's super important to love yourself, but there is a disconnect from, or they're just not acknowledging like the health factors that go with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the argument is always like, well, you could be fucking skinny and still unhealthy, and that's fucking facts. Like, I completely subscribe to that. That is true. But if you ask a doctor, like, who has more longevity in like living is somebody who's like obese and somebody who's skinnier, probably the skinnier person is gonna like, you know, but I'm also like, bro, live your life however the fuck you want. I don't give a fuck. Like, why am I gonna be worried about what the fuck you do? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're a random with my homie, that's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've had serious conversations with my boy and crazy, no, because we've had a conversation with
For sure,
bro. Like, I'm worried about you. Like, like I want to live with you for a long time, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't want you to be gone soon, so like take care of yourself. That's all. But and that comes from a place of love. But it almost feels like in today's world, it's like you can't say shit like that. It's like, no, you should just love yourself. You should love yourself.
And that comes from insecurities and from not loving yourself too. Because I mean, at the end of the day, when I'm my heaviest, my fattest, that's when I love myself the least. And I know it's like that with other people as well.
Everybody's kind of like that, bro. Like,
other people try to justify it and say, well, it's okay to be like that. Like, I understand that coming from me, bro. I'm going to tell you, like, it's fine if you love yourself.
It's hard,
bro. Pero tampoco te pasas, like, te pasas de verga, güey. Like, you should know, like, bro, like, if you be winded from climbing up some stairs, maybe you shouldn't be climbing stairs to go get a burger. Like, bro, like.
But, yeah, but it's hard, fool.
It is hard,
especially like fool. I know, like me too. Like I was like 18 pounds heavier, like 2 months ago and shit.
Yeah,
and like
being 132,
crazy. I wish. That's fucking stupid, by the way. Like Mike said, we should be at 130. That's fucking stupid. That's I'm not gonna.
No, we should be at like 150, maybe 155.
We should be at 170.
He's like Canelo's 130.
I think we should be like
All right, bro. No. Me and Canelo are the same.
That feels like he's dying every time he steps into the ring. Like,
me and Canelo, bro. Shut up, bro, please.
Doesn't look like Canelo.
No.
Sometimes I'm confused. Ow. Canelo fighting or his soul? Because that motherfucker looks like he's dying, bro. I'm like dead ass.
I wonder if more people think that way though, where it's like, no, yeah, you should be healthy, you know, and it's just the internet who fucking same, exaggerates the other message where it's like, you should just love yourself. Who cares how you look? Like,
it's
you should
blanket just, you.
Don't judge her. Like,
it's fuck, weird, bro, though, like, because then there's like, also this culture of like
the body positivity movement, you know?
Yeah, but there's also this like unhealthy way of also like, and I think you guys get into it because you guys are, you know, former soccer players or current soccer players, former athletes, you know, where it's like the idea of, nah, you got to go every single day. You got to go hard as fuck. There's that bad part of it, too, you know. But the truth is like, nah, you got to be investing as much into your recovery as hard as you are going to work out. You know, so because then that doesn't build consistency, you know.
We should buy what are those, the ice things? What are they called? The
ice spice?
Ice spice.
Yeah, thought yeah, I was yeah, really.
You won't munch.
I was going to say. Was it Paris? Yeah.
Crazy.
All them.
No, man, you know what I'm talking about? Those fucking, that shit that Joe Rogan has.
What? Joe Rogan clips? Clips page.
PLP clip.
We should have like a fan page or something, huh?
Yeah. Or a hate page. Whoever posted that Dreams video on IG that.
Bop, 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 bop.
What was the caption, Lalo?
Shooting my shot on my crush. like.
And all those shots missed.
The show is fucking
damn.
Funny. And then Migs was over there. I
found this on
the
web. God,
bro, what the her, fuck bro? Your riches? Fuck dreams.
Don't throw it.
No,
just put it down.
No,
just place it down.
You do every. You. How did we? Yeah. We
I remember. Relax. Bro.
But like, you know, in high school, too, this foot just threw his phone for the bit.
Yeah. He broke it.
You did, too.
I did.
Remember? You're spinning it. And you're like, I don't give a fuck. And then you did the next time, and then it fucking landed face down, and it fucking broke.
I don't remember.
I just remember that shit. Little side one.
The granite does just got to my head. You were saying, Beto?
Oh, no, that's funny. That reminds me of one time I went camping for high school. There's this group called Unity, and me and my homie signed up for it. And a lot of crazy, funny shit happened on that.
That's gay.
On that trip, but.
But it's Pride Month, so.
That's why I'm telling the story.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, so yeah, we were on the bus, right? And
you kissed him.
From the rip, they told us no phones. If you take your phones, we're gonna take them away.
And you gotta sign an NDA.
So, he has it in his ass.
The comments are saying let Beto talk.
He had enough time. All right, go.
And so I took two phones, my regular phone.
One for the
and then one that didn't work, right? Yeah. So they ended up taking my phone away, and I was like, fuck it, whatever. I don't even want my phone. So anyways, they gave it back at the end of the trip. We're on our way back home, and now everybody's closer. It's people from different schools. And we're all on the bus, and I'm like, yeah, like whatever, like I don't even like my phone. And I open the window from the bus and I throw that shit up.
Nah,
like your parents don't pay for that shit.
Oh no, well, it was the one that didn't work, the actual one that I took.
But for the bit, everybody's like, oh yeah, shit.
Exactly. Everybody's like, what? No fucking way. And I was like,
we're united.
I was like, I'll just tell my parents to buy me a new one. And they're like, what the fuck?
They thought you had it like that.
That's yo. Fire. Bro. You know, it's funny. The reason I started laughing when you started that sentence is because I remember you told me that you showed up and it's like a bunch of criminal ass kids.
that shit was funny. Yeah. So,
tell the story about the kid.
Yeah. So they separated us into different groups, right? And
gays and not gays.
I went with my homies. It was just like a group of four of us, like you guys. And two of them got paired together, and then me and my other homie got separated. But I ended up with a group of like kids that went to like Birch.
Yeah.
And like you know, and
Shoulder Birch.
Even worse, so. For us, Birch was Levy. And then there's another one called Orange Grove, which was for even worse kids.
You're about to leave him behind.
So I get put in a group, and it was like, oh, what school did you go to? And I was like, oh, I go to Centennial. What about you? Levy, Orange Grove, Levy, you're Orange like, Grove, Corona. Yeah.
Like, where am I?
Land of the Lost Boys.
They
shit.
All have fucking ankle monitors on and shit. And
give me your they shoes. Have numbers and shit stamped on them.
And the most hyped shit about that trip was that there's a buffet. And that the food was bomb as fuck, right?
Yeah.
So they're like, all right, we're gonna separate into groups. Everybody's gonna come up with like a group chant, and whoever's best chant is, then they're gonna get to go eat first at the buffet. And so I get my group. I'm like, fuck.
Don't give a fuck.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. So the teacher comes. He's like, all right, what do you guys want to do as a chant? Everybody's just like,
they're too cool for school.
Yeah. I don't care, man. Whatever. So the teacher comes up with one for us, and he's like, all right, so we're just gonna do like, oh, group 51. Are we hungry? And everybody's gonna be like, yeah, we're hungry. All right, what do you want to eat? And everybody says, like, what do you want to eat? Like, if it's my turn, like, pizza. Oh, a pizza, hamburgers, fries, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So it comes, it goes around, it's like, oh, what do you want to eat? Cookies. And it came up to me, I was like, pizza. And then it keeps going, and then the guy next to me goes, pussy. That shit was so funny. But we're
Could you imagine, bro?
But we were the last ones to go to the buffet.
Okay, so you're not going to eat first.
I was so pissed. It was funny, but I was so fucking pissed that I was so fucking hungry.
Oh, because you're eating prison food? Yeah. Some bullshit.
Damn.
Why'd they ship you off on a retreat?
Nah, we signed up for it. Yeah, bro, so the teacher,
nobody else from your school signed up.
No, the teacher sold it to us like, oh, it's like the coolest trip ever. It was fun. It ended up being super fun, but when we got there, it was like nobody knew each other.
You learned how to make
from,
a shank.
It was people from different.
Yeah. He's tying knots and then hanging people.
He was making out to get rid of a body.
He was making out a chin in a toilet.
Making wine and shit.
Yeah, I remember I fucking went to a retreat too for church.
Was
right?
He done?
Emphasis on treat.
Were you done?
Are you done with your little story?
Yeah, basically.
Not done? All right.
So you could tell he's not.
He was not done either. Are you not done? Go.
He's just like, yeah, basically. But,
run it.
Nah, I forgot what I was going to say. Just go.
Johnny.
Let him talk, dog.
You're a dick, Johnny.
Johnny.
Dick,
bro.
I'll switch a clip.
Picking on the intern is crazy, Johnny.
I remember I went to a retreat, right? So I went to a retreat, and it was for 3 days. And
hold on. Emphasis on treat.
So I remember I've told you guys about it, but I don't think I told you guys this part. So I remember that. Obviously, I went to a retreat for church, and I was trying to get my sacraments done, whatever. So
get over her.
So it was 3 days, and they separate the guys and the girls and stuff. So I'm there, and like they wake up at fucking like 5 a.m. with a bell, like it's fucking natural leaving it. Just dung dung, and you gotta wake up, whatever.
The
right?
Undertaker came out. Yeah. Right after.
So the same thing with us. None of us could have our phones, so they say either leave it in your car or turn it into us, and we'll return it to you on Sunday when you guys are done at night. And I remember that I left it in my car. I was like, I'm fine. But I remember that I was like, dang, like, I think I have a message, like, because I had to handle business on my phone and shit. And I see, like, we're trying to go to sleep. We have to go to sleep at 9 or 8 p.m., ridiculous, stupid fucking dick time.
Yeah.
And the food's, like, under his blanket, and it's a white sheet, and you see a fucking glow. This motherfucker's on his phone, bro.
Brightness all the way up.
He was like when your parents would be like, you go to bed when you were a kid and you had you were like the PSP and the Nintendo DS.
And I'm like, he snuck his in? That's a sinner, bro. and I was like, hey, and he only spoke Spanish. So I told him, hey, do you have your phone? He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah. You want to use it? I slid it to me. And I ended up responding back to him, like, my business stuff. And I was like, cool. it was for business. And I was like,
you're
okay,
born
cool.
Sinner too.
I was like, I just had to respond back. I was like, okay, thanks. I'm like, that was a sinner, though. I was snuck it in. And
like, you just didn't get on in it?
And I remember that he got, like, caught whatever the next day. Bro, that fool's like 34 getting caught with his phone. Like, what the hell are they gonna do? And they try to ask her. Like, I'm not gonna return it to you. He's like,
wait, they took the old dudes on a retreat? Usually it's like kids. Like,
no,
kids.
No. I think I was one of the youngest ones there, bro. There was like 60-year-olds, bro.
Church, bro.
I don't know. I don't know why they did that, but they wanted us all convivir con todo. So that's like they had like 60-year-olds butt naked trying to shower, dog. Right away, cheat. And you ain't gotta do that, bro. So basically they took that fool's phone. They tried to take it. He said, no, I have my wife at home, pregnant. Like, I'm not going to give you my phone. And they didn't take it. I was like, you want to tell me I could buy my phone in? So I was like, whatever. After that whole thing, like, it was just a big drag.
They get to you and you say the same thing?
What, with my phone?
No, I got a wife at home.
Oh, yeah. I have a wife at home pregnant. Like,
and your girl's on the other
She's on a deathbed. Yeah.
He's like, pussy.
Crazy. And I remember that they turned stuff in, and this girl had turned in her AirPods, and they saw her with it, so they confiscated it. And she was like, oh,
you guys are all going.
Because she want to be loyal, right? So she was like, oh, like, I'll turn it in. And some girl ended up stealing those fucking headphones.
Oh, at a retreat.
Sinner ass, bitch. That's a sinner.
You convicted her.
Sinner ass, bitch.
Sinner ass, bitch.
She was like, where's my headphones? They're like, it should be in the basket. And she was like, these are the newest AirPods out. Like,
damn,
the receptionist.
Here, so she's like, either the padre jamming to some gospel, or like this other bitch was, and like this bitch was like, no, like these are mine though, and we're like, bro,
that's fucked.
No way you put them with no headphones. All of a sudden, you got AirPods. And she was like smiling that she had them. I was like, "You're a bitch. You don't belong here.
You're a bitch.
Like, you're gonna help
a sinner."
You guys,
we read about you.
Have you guys all done church retreats before?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah, you've done it before. No, you didn't go.
Have you stepped foot in a church?
I think I'll go to ashes, bro.
Yeah.
No, for real.
Yeah.
You just start burning.
Damn.
Have you ever actually been though?
Being Satanás.
I've never been.
Like Seth and Josh Allen. You guys saw the episode? Yeah. If you didn't, go watch it. No, I was in a retreat too. And bro,
You'd be surprised, huh?
Like, I walked out that bitch like, I'm gonna be the next father out of this church. I felt holy as fuck, bro. Yeah. I saw Jesus Christ himself, bro. Not even a week later, I was beating my shit. I was fucking watching big titties.
But like, you're kind of more loyal.
They're like nuns and shit. Like,
you got a fetish out of it?
And they're like in a cross.
I saw this horse fuck this bitch, bro. I was going crazy, dog. Shout out LimeWire.
But like,
bro.
Now I feel like
you. Were you at one of those retreats where like you stay?
Yeah, we're in like Big Bear, and, like, in woods, a cabin.
They never did that to us because we were poor. So they never did that. No, they would just be like, hey, like, it's a retreat, but it's like, it just means you got to come here mandatory, like, for like the weekend, you know, like for 3 days.
At the church.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's some bullshit. Yeah. That's a broke ass church.
Yeah. And I remember on the last day, you know, because the way they told us that we had to do is we had to finish a certain amount of community service hours.
Yeah.
Throughout, because it was for communion. No, not communion. Confirmation. Mm-hmm. It was for confirmation. And they're like, yeah, you have to finish this amount of community service hours to say you did one of the sacraments, right? And so I'm like, all right. So everyone's there for like the last, for all those 3 days, because nobody has the amount of fucking of community service hours to afford it, right? So everyone's there. It's like the third day. It's the last day, bro. And then we finally, the priest, the youth pastor, whatever, he starts talking about faith and you got to trust the Lord. And like, you're like, he's like, and you guys, you know, you have to, we're going to do this exercise, right? So what he does is he fucking blindfold everybody. And we have to hold on to our shoulders. We have to hold on to each other's shoulders, right?
BDSM look.
Yeah. We have to hold on to each other's shoulders. Why is that so hard for me to say? But like, trust each other, right? As he guides us like through the desert and like through like, I don't know, like all these crazy shit, right? And so, yeah. We're just next to the father's house.
It's an orgy?
That was naked. That was just air drying. Like.
What are you doing to Mother Celeste?
Yeah. You just hear, wabra, wabra.
Imagine the scenes if you guys are all blindfolded. And that fool has his cock out just fucking beating his shit.
He's in the helicopter. He's like this.
I'll get him my confirmation.
Yeah, bro.
We're both gonna finish this shit. So you're gonna finish. I'm gonna.
So they're guiding us. So they guide us around, fool, and like, if we're being dead ass, everyone knew where the fuck we were going. We were going into one of the halls where we had the classes. Well, right?
Yeah, it was the same church.
Yeah, like, so it's like all of a sudden I'm on Terry. Like
he's at an Angels game.
Yeah. He leaves you in the middle of the freeway. What the fuck?
I think I got lost.
Wait, yeah. He said left or right, yeah. Back there.
Yeah. He's on the freeway.
But so this will lead us back into like where these classrooms are, but it's set up to be like kind of like the Last Supper shit, right? And then like on the Last Supper, he's like talking about like, yeah, well, when Jesus when Jesus was letting his homies come through for the Last Supper, what he did is he washed their feet.
That's hot.
Nah, this motherfucker's catch.
This motherfucker, I suck him too. This motherfucker made us take off our fucking shoes and socks, bro. And so you can hear everybody. Nobody knew that this was gonna happen. So you hear like on the floor and shit.
Clear now.
Motherfuckers have uñas that are long as fuck. And I'm like, what the fuck? Everybody's uncomfortable. You can hear everybody like, everybody's like, the person in front of me is like, oh my God. You know, the person in the back is like, this bitch's feet stink. Like, yeah. Crazy, right? Yeah. And so I start hearing water. And I'm like, what the fuck? Some bird box shit. I start hearing water. I'm like, are they going to wash our fucking feet? Sure enough, fool. They get to me, fool. And I step in the water. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, this shit's kind of kinky, right? And they start washing my feet.
You get hard as fuck.
Yeah. But I didn't.
Hey, step on it. Step on it. Spit on it, yeah?
Yeah, just tap it on her and shit.
Yo, dude, I got to get into the church business, bro. Oh, I'll be blindfolding you motherfuckers every
day. But here's what happened, fool.
Call me stupid. Call me stupid.
But here's what.
I'll be. Bro, if I was a pilot, I'd be beating my shit every week.
And he was watching. He's like, ugh. Right? And so.
Call me stupid.
And nobody bad. Yeah, but. So they're washing my feet, right?
It's so hard. The pilot is so hard. He's hard as fuck, bro.
Happy Gay Pride Month.
He's just in the back?
Yeah.
They say kind of fat foot fetish.
But yeah, so no, but it's like, actually, it's not the fathers. It's like students that are helping out, right? Yeah, they're volunteering too because they don't have the fucking hours, right? So they're washing my feet. They finally get to me and they're washing my feet. all of a sudden I get scared because they kind of move me, and so my fucking talons go and grip this bitch on the hand. Aww. And she was like, I just hear this bitch go, ay, me mordiste. And I got so fucking red, fool. Like, I could just, you know when you feel all the blood in your face? Yeah, like a scream mask that you pumped all the way on Halloween? Yeah. Bro, I just got so fucking embarrassed. Like, ay, me mordiste. And I was like, fuck, and I just kind of like put my head down and shit.
And released.
Yeah. I didn't want this because you wanted this.
Fuck yeah, man. Bro, but they be kinky as fuck at church retreats. You got
fat foot fetishes at church, bro.
Fuck, man. And he recorded all of it, I bet you, too.
No wonder a lot of them.
Imagine, bro, that shit's on his OnlyFans.
Just watch it like that.
So boating people watching their feet.
Like they use the water as holy water after. Yeah.
Is Dan Schneider?
Oh, that's fucking crazy, Beto. You just said that. Dan they used it as holy water later.
Dan Schneider's the guy wiping cleaning people's feet.
The bata water. And they just putting that shit on your forehead.
And you just gotta
bro,
drink
I
it.
I thought about that. I'm like, bro, they could have given us like an infection. Like, we already had them, but. Yeah, yeah. Like, they gave us like an ongo and shit.
Or they could have cool, fucked huh? you, bro.
Yeah.
A heads up with
they
didn't cool.
tell nobody, but I heard the fucking clickety clack of all these motherfuckers walking
nobody
through.
Nobody knew,
yeah.
fool.
No, I used to go to church when I was young, bro, but that's funny because my dad was in like in the choir. And he would play like the little.
He'd play the guitar.
He'd play the guitar for them, and he'd play like the little. It's like the pads.
Through
and
the
stuff.
Windows, you know, through the walls.
It's like a. What are those just called? The.
To the sweat drops down my balls.
The pads and shit. They make different noises and stuff. It's like it's like almost like soundboard. Almost, it's almost like drums.
Oh.
And, but it's like it's all electric. So he would play those. And then he would play the guitar for them and shit. So.
He's playing Guitar Hero.
So I would literally.
At the church?
At the church that we would go to, as soon as you walk
Yo,
in.
He's on blues.
As soon as you walk in, right to your left and right, there's like spiral cases.
Yeah.
What's spiral?
Yeah.
Yeah, cases that go up to the second level.
Yeah.
The staircase that go up to the fucking second level. Mm-hmm. And then that's where the choir would be on top.
Oh, that's fire.
So that way when you're looking at the, you're not looking at the choir right next to the fucking, everything's behind you. So
and it sounds sick, huh?
It sounds sick because you just echo out to everything.
Mm-hmm. Bro, churches have crazy acoustics.
Yeah. And so like I would go and obviously there's a ledge and I don't think there was like, it didn't look like staircases. It was like literally just a ledge. So the choir, you were able to hear the choir, but I was so little.
That motherfucker had Swiss beats in there, huh? Just testing the audio and shit.
And I would go with my dad, and I couldn't see over. I was so small. But I just wanted to see like my dad play. I didn't go fuck about the guy was saying. I didn't even understand what he was saying.
Imagine he's
but
like,
I would just sit
Lord,
there.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
That's just it. Nazareth wants some more, Jesus.
So that's all we would fucking do. I would just go up there and just vibe. I would just literally sit like almost like in a corner and just watch the choir like kind of just do its own thing, and everybody else was downstairs, and every time you would hear
Johnny, remember when we got super bad at church
and they spanked us?
No. No, remember it got to a point where like it was at the end, like I was over church already, like I had already been going for years, and I was like, man, this was just saying the same bullshit. Like, I bro, there was me and Johnny were in the
don't
back just playing PSP.
Grand Theft Auto and
that,
shit?
I feel like we're going to hell for that one, Johnny.
Yeah.
Going for hell for that one.
Is it okay if we close? We call one of Annie's restaurant.
Oh, yeah, handle. Yeah. No, we just keep it going. Oh,
okay.
No, you go take a piss. We'll keep it going.
Yeah. I'll just take a piss right here.
Piss in my mouth.
Okay, no, bitch.
What happened, Johnny? You getting text messages or what?
No, my homie, I let him borrow my fong machine and he sent me like a video.
Dream story reminded me of when I went to that retreat too. We did a bunch of activities.
Yeah.
And there's this guy. Fuck, I'll say his name. He probably won't watch this. His name is Minor, right?
Minor?
Yeah. Minor? Like A?
Like A Minor?
Like
yeah.
Like 13?
Yeah.
But he was like the short little kid, right? And everybody was annoyed of him. Now looking back at it, it's funny, but at the moment it was like annoying, right? Mm-hmm. And we're doing this this one activity where the girls stand in an inner circle and the guys in an outer circle. And we hold hands and we just stare at each other's eyes. And they play sad music and we're just supposed to stare at each other's eyes to see each other's pain. In each other's eyes, right?
Oh my god.
And so of course Minor's right next to me, and so we get there, they start playing the sad music, we're staring into each other's eyes, and like it's awkward.
That's so awkward.
Yeah, it's
so
awkward. And then you just hear, and it's quiet as fuck, just the music playing, and you just hear Minor go, "Yeah, beautiful eyes." And then they'd be like, switch to the next person. We'd be holding hands. Minor would be like, "You have beautiful eyes, bro." All the way around, bro. He told every single girl, "You have beautiful eyes." But anyways, at the end of the retreat,
I was trying to get some.
Wait, and he tried to shot everybody.
Sure. Nah, at the end of
the retreat, "You have beautiful eyes."
Well, damn, at the beginning of the retreat, we made like a little envelope where people can write us notes.
Yeah.
But we weren't allowed to look at them until the end. And So at the, it's the end of the retreat. Everybody goes home, to get, takes their notes home, and someone starts a group chat because we ended up like getting close to each other and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And someone starts a group chat, calling it the Unity group chat. And then in the group chat, it's like, who the fuck put their phone number in everybody's pouch?
Oh my God.
It was minor.
It's the padre. Do you like me? Yes or no? So we're going.
It was funny too because there's this one girl, right, and that he went to school.
Oh, we telling padre stories?
Yeah, yeah,
I got right. a few.
No,
there's this girl that he went to school with, and he was like, "Oh yeah, that's my girlfriend. Don't be talking to her or whatever." And the homie Frijol was like, "That's not your girl."
Homie Frijol.
Shout out Frijol. But he's like, "That's not your girl, bro." And he'd be like, "Bro, that's my girl. That's my girl. Like, don't be fucking talking to her. That's my girl." And she was like tall and he was short.
Yeah.
And then he's like, prove it then. He's like, I don't gotta prove shit. And then she started like walking our way. It was at the buffet.
Yeah.
And she started walking like towards her table, but she had to pass our table. And Frijol goes, hey, oh shit, bleep that out. and he calls her name. He's like, is it true you and Minor are dating? And she's like, ew, fuck no. And that fool got so mad. Minor, he's like, why would you believe me?
He sticks with it? Come on.
It was a big.
I hate when she gets like that.
Everybody knows a minor, bro. Dead ass. Whoa.
Whoa. Cut that the way the fuck out.
Yeah.
Hey, facts.
Whoa. I didn't know there was a P in LGBTQ.
Everybody knows. But what I meant is like everybody knows a motherfucker like minor for
sure.
Like the food's always like, yeah, I got a girlfriend, but she goes to another school.
Yeah.
And she's baddest, but it's like fucking, it's, I don't know. So
like she did.
It's Megan Fox, bro. You're like, bro, you're not dating Megan Fox. Like,
yeah. I swear to God, she goes to Los Also. She's the baddest bitch there. Bro.
I remember. I
you, like,
she's a cheerleader.
Hey, we all know a minor.
That bitch is in the pep rally. She's not a cheerleader.
Shout out, Johnny.
What's up? I feel like it's the same about like getting, how you said, like homeboy got shut down by that girl and shit. I feel like that just happened a lot, even when like when you're in like school and you gotta ask a girl to prom and shit too. Like you always get shut down too. Like you get nervous too. Like, you know, you say like, hey, I've been telling this girl, I'm gonna take this girl to prom. Like you should be hyping it the fuck up. And
you never asked nobody.
How many times did you ask a bitch to prom?
Me? Once.
Really?
But, yeah.
What did you say?
You know, like she said, yeah, but no, she said, go fuck yourself. Imagine,
it makes her a better story.
she said, but
your name on her,
but,
on her back.
But it was a friend, not crazy. No, but it was a friend. So I was just like, I wasn't trying to like take a date. I was just trying to take somebody to come kick it with me.
Some,
you know,
ass. Yeah.
No. Like just with my homegirl.
I'm not saying you're gonna fuck her. I'm just saying like.
No. Like,
by the way, prom was such a thought party. This is a giant thought party, know. Bro.
Yeah.
So I mean, I asked my friend Annette. So
shout out the homegirl.
The homegirl.
So she was like, Ella, I'll go with you. Go vibe. Like me and her always love to go dance to plays together and shit. It was cool. So I was like, pull up. And my fucking school had everything planned out. They had like a dinner for us there, all that shit. And I was like, I've never been to prom. That sounds dope. And they fucking give an announcement. Hey guys, just so you know, the prom's canceled. We're gonna return your money for the whatever the fuck. Because I guess not enough people wanted to even fucking go to prom. They had 30 people going to prom.
But they had a hell of people for the after party.
That was for your
that was my school. And obviously, like for the people that don't know, like I went to a smaller school. So it was obviously like not everybody's gonna fucking go. And all these fools are like too cool for prom. Like, oh fuck that. I'm trying to get high. Like, where's the thanks at? Like, you know what I mean? Like, just bullshit. So like nobody was trying to do prom. They were trying to do, everybody that week was doing prom after parties, like just parties, bro.
Yeah.
So like nobody
and he
wanted
uses
to go.
The term school very lightly.
Yeah. So prison. Yeah, so I was
more party. Like prison.
So, yeah, in a way. So
they're learning how to color.
Wait. So were people sad that they cut that they?
Yeah,
they canceled prom.
Dude, 30 people. 30 people were upset.
They should have made them like. Whatever. They should have made them go with like another school, like with AB or some shit.
Yeah, that's what we said.
Those are criminals.
Not us. Not us. But like Summit
for a few days. Like for a few days.
Maybe Haruba. Yeah.
For like a few days, the people that were gonna go, including me, like. Well, I didn't do this, but other people were like doing like a little strike kind of thing. They're like, hey, like if we pay, like we still want to go. Why can't you have it for us? And my principal straight up was like we don't have enough money for it because not enough people paid for it. I'm like, that's fucked up. Like at least have it for the people that want to grow. And girls are like, I bought heels, dresses. Damn. Like I rented a limo, like a party bus.
So they just didn't have money for the venue?
No, because they were going to use the money.
They should have just did that shit at George's Burgers.
Yeah.
Bro, that sounds kind of crooked.
It's fucked up.
They're returning the money.
They should have did that at A.B. Miller's gym.
They literally said the money that came from the
tickets. But you guys were all ready.
Our prom is in Riverside.
Our prom was like 2 weeks away, bro.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't
the day of prom.
Okay.
No. It wasn't day of. But like girls had already bought their dresses, like made appointments for their hair. Like people fucking rented out like a party bus, which was like half of the people that were going. Yeah. So like they were like, hey, we're gonna pack this bus. The whole bus could take them.
It was gonna be one bus.
It literally was. Yeah. It was a party bus that they rented.
That's just the West Valley on the side.
Like.
And it was small.
And they were in handcuffs. I forgot to say it was prison.
There's a big ass. Why is there a sheriff on this bus?
So it was my idea to get the party bus. My fucking stupid idea. So I was going to get it, and it was like 11 or 12 of us. Yeah. So all of us were going to pitch in a bill. And the party bus is like a grand. So like, let's fucking do it. It'll be fun. And it's in Riverside. It's not far. And I already made all the maps.
Donnie, we should get a party bus for our birthday.
No, because it's going to get fucking canceled.
We should redo a
prom. No, I mean, sick. Yeah.
We should redo a prom.
I'm down. Redo.
It's just a fucking joke. Relax.
Wait. Redo or do one for me, because I'm not gonna do a redo.
Well, we can make it for you, but
it's like a pity one. Like when
I dance with dreams.
A pity prom. We call it a pity prom. A
pity prom, because like for those girls who like never had a quinceañera,
or they were pregnant.
It was just like 40, yeah, like 45 doing their quinceañera for the first time. Yeah. It's just sad as fuck.
We make Johnny prom king.
Damn.
That'd be sick.
Relax.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, like it's for sure like something that people missed out on, whatever. I still was able to go to grad night too. That's a whole other story, but yeah. I think I talked about it too.
Lalo, did you do prom at Summit?
I did both.
Oh,
I did mine. I did yours.
I remember. Yeah, I remember you were mine.
Yeah. So I went.
Damn, Gavilan.
He was my date.
Yeah.
I only went to Summit one because my mom had paid for like the senior packet.
Oh.
And like if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't fucking went. But she's like, you gonna make me waste my money? And I was like, fuck you. But yes. I still went.
Yes.
I went for all of that shit. I didn't want her to pay. Like, up front, I told her, I was like, I want to do none of that. She's like, you know, you're going to regret it, you know, when you're older.
I don't.
I don't regret it.
I
wish I never went.
Yeah.
Like, to those things. I don't really care for, like, those things. So.
Yeah.
So, she just wasted much money. But thank you, Mom. Thank you, Mom. And then I went to yours, which is way fucking better, because all the homies were like,
yeah, you knew everybody.
And the fucking speakers were blown out at her prom.
Well, yeah.
But whose prom speakers aren't blown out, you know?
Yeah. If you didn't do
a mine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, book me, huh?
Book me, man. What the fuck?
What's your number?
No, I'm gonna fucking. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna hit up my old high school and say I'm a DJ for the prom and just cancel. Remember, bitch? Mm-hmm. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
Last minute. It's not even the same principle.
They just hire somebody else.
How'd you? You only asked one person.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Cause like I wasn't trying to take a girl like I like. Like first of all, ain't no girl that had my like attention at my school, whatever. Like,
yeah,
they're all fucking whack, and I didn't care for them. And like, most of them were like either tied down and all that, so whatever. I'm
pregnant,
yeah, that too. So, I was like, oh, whatever. So, in my head, I was just like, I just want to go have a good fucking time, like with somebody that I'm cool with. And I was like, my fucking friend Annette, we already go out every fucking weekend. I might as well invite her, and I'll just have a good fucking time. That's it.
That's crazy. That you only asked one girl, bro. The only person left that I didn't ask was only one person, and it was the deaf girl. I had so many bitches to prom, bro.
Did you actually?
I did, bro. After I found out that you fucking snaked me.
Why? What did I do?
No, because you found a date. You went on a date. I don't know if it was a little what kind of date it was.
What do you mean?
No, it was a date.
Date for prom.
She was not my date. She was my homegirl.
You literally put her in the backseat of your car.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I made that bitch in the
back. You took a girl.
The homegirl, Kim. Yeah. But it was bullshit because I was supposed to take my bitch. She wasn't my bitch at the time, but that stupid bitch went with her best fucking friend.
Yeah.
I don't even know why. Man, I was, fuck you, bitch.
to break up with
but
her.
I was in a panic. I asked so many bitches. I was like,
oh, you were going to ask the homegirl? My homegirl?
No. I asked so many girls, bro.
No, because you ended up going with Kim, he found out.
Yeah, I need to go find a date. So I went and go ask a girl, like, you want to go to prom?
We were supposed to go as homies and shit?
Yeah.
Oh, my fault.
No, it's all good. It was 12 years ago, fool. I don't give a fuck no more.
He's all mad?
Yeah.
Damn, but, 12 years ago, fuck.
No, it wasn't. It was only 10. It's only 10.
It's kind of recent.
It's only going to, next year
it's
be 10.
It's about to be 10
next year.
Next
year be
10.
10? Is there like going to be an five. Is there going to be like a...
I ain't going to that bullshit.
An anniversary?
Yeah, I'm going to host it, yeah.
Here in the garage?
There is.
Even my little homie
told me about it. I'm like,
yo, come through, but I'm not leaving.
Fuck, I'm on PLP.
I doubt we're having one.
Nah.
Nah, I ain't got that.
But it'll be a makeup one.
Yeah, I asked so many girls. And then, you know what the fucked up part is? There's a lot of girls that I asked, and they were like, oh, I'm not going. I saw the asses there. They were dancing with other dudes. I'm like, crazy. But I had a good ass prom experience.
That shit must have been, like, hella, like, anxiety inducing to, like, ask somebody. I didn't really give a fuck. I was like, I'll go alone, bro. I wanted to go anyways. But I know some fools who probably had like some panic and shit about like asking the girl.
It was like that after the first 12, but then after I got to 13, I was like, I'm over this shit.
Yeah, I never got asked to Sadie's. No bitches ever asked me.
No, that's stupid.
Never.
No. That's
some bullshit,
I don't have that.
They asked Michael out with a Nas thing. To put up. Hey, we go to pro me? Or City Hawkins? You go to City Hawkins with me?
She sounds cute, Loki.
Yeah, yeah, it was Gabby.
Have you pitched it down?
And the balloons were, it's a boy. That's all they had in the store.
Did they ask you to say this?
Huh? Yeah, I got it.
Ah,
perro.
And he always wants to come out here like, I never got no bitches.
I never get no pussy.
Shut the fuck up. You've been getting bitches your whole life. Shut up.
That's from the girl I was dating in high
school. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whatever.
But anyways, yeah, I got asked in front of the soccer team, bro. It's just pretty cool.
With a whole banner and shit?
Yeah, literally.
You just scored a hat trick that day?
Huh?
Did you score a hat trick that day?
No, I played really well that day, though.
You did?
It was a game day, yeah.
Was it like we won before the game or after?
Actually, I think I might have scored that game.
You're a baller.
I think it's against Bloomington. I think I scored that
day. Oh, no, you for sure scored.
I think I fucking baller.
Bloomington has like 8 players.
I'm going to take credit, but I think the win mostly took it. I'm not going to cap.
It was like against Wendy. It was from half field.
I was there. It was a banger.
Yeah.
It was pretty tight. But yeah, I got that. It was awkward as fuck because I did not expect that shit whatsoever. So it was like super awkward.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine how girls feel. Like when they don't. I got asked by the girl I was dating. You know? So it's cool. But yeah. some guys, random dudes that think that they got a shot with somebody, randomly ask a girl 13 times.
Yeah.
And they're like on a caballo and shit. Like the shit they rented is expensive, bro.
I could just imagine. Like I felt awkward getting asked. I could just imagine girls having to do that with like 8 different dudes that are trying to. Especially like if you're the good looking girl.
Yeah.
And you're not interested in any of these motherfuckers.
That sucks. I have to turn some food down.
Yeah.
But after he did the whole
that
thing,
sucks. That sucks worse being the guy that got turned down.
Oh, yeah, no shit. That sucks. But
that's more normal. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think.
Not to them.
Yeah.
Like in general, yes, but to them that might be like the first time they actually probably feel rejection and shit.
Yeah, to a guy, it'd be pretty bad. But like,
yeah.
But to be fair, for some cases of the dudes, like take a hint, bro. Like she would not fucking text you back, right? Yeah, so why the fuck would you even go for that?
Well, she couldn't text me.
Why did you Hail Mary that bitch? You know, like why did you do that? Like there's some guy. I mean, there's guys that were talking to girls and shit, and.
And there's guys talking to guys.
And you had a chance. You had a chance. You're about to date and you knew. And then you ask and then you got a yes. You know what I mean? You got a yes. That's the smart way to do it. Why the fuck would the girl that not texting you back, why the fuck you be like, no, I was talking to her once. I'm going to go ask her.
Right.
And do the whole show and get like, bro, like something in your brain is not clicking.
Yeah, it's the weird foos.
It's literally the weird
foos. Yeah, shout out to Sinoy for sure.
I was asking all these bitches, so I can't. I'm no one to talk.
You're the weird fool.
I was the weird fool.
But he's right though. Like he's like that. He said, "You know what would suck for? You know how like sometimes okay, this is gonna be crazy. I'm gonna say something crazy, but I'm gonna shoot it.
All right. Cool. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. So you know like when then I don't mean this in any disrespectful way, for real.
Yeah.
But like you can like if you're the girl who gets asked by the kid with special needs in school, you cannot say no, bro. Catch it.
I went over, but
now riff.
Yeah. No, I feel you though.
How would you say no, bro? Like you're a bitch if you say no to the guy with like whatever the fuck he got.
Well, you can kind of like fake it and be like, yeah, you know, and then just be like, no, like later to like their parents.
I think that happens, right? That's happened
before. What?
You know how there's always like the special needs class.
Yeah.
And like I'm like the there's one that like things still click in their head, right? That sounds fucked up.
No.
There's one where someone's people, home.
Does it sound fucked up? I feel like that's fucked up.
No, I know what you mean. There's,
you know, those kids that have there's still someone there home.
Yeah, that.
There's obviously some people that are able to comprehend more than others. I understand. To bring up like the past year, I've talked about like homegirl. Fucking wheels.
Yeah, but she doesn't have special needs.
I know. Hold up. I'm getting
there. Yeah, she does. No, legs. No. She needs them.
That's
shit.
That's handicapped.
Okay.
That's a special need.
I guess.
You tell me how many people need legs. It's not very many.
Okay, look.
Hey, Beto.
There's a thing that happened with homegirl. Same thing with her. I dodged it like this. I remember that she had asked me. I actually fucking remember this.
Yeah, you put a broomstick in her wheels.
I straight forgot. No, it was electric. I remember that she was like,
what the fuck?
It's true. I remember I remember that homegirl asked me.
I almost squealed again. Go ahead.
I remember that she had asked me shit like, but she just like obviously like. She didn't give me what I deserved, like the banner and shit. She just asked me. So whatever.
She didn't give you what I deserved.
You had standards for the proposal for a handicapped girl?
I'm just saying.
No, you're right. You do have. You're right.
I got expectations, man. Let me tell you.
You're right.
There's a difference between like
know your worth,
high school expectations, and like after. But let me tell you about my high school expectation. I expected the fucking banner, some candies, some kushy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hold on, Lalo. Just to catch you up to speed. Well,
speaking of speed,
Johnny said that the wheelchair girl. Yeah. Asked him to prom.
Your Hot Wheels.
And what did you say, Johnny? Why didn't you?
Fucked up. I want to give her a name.
Why didn't you go?
Okay, so homegirl basically asked me to prom. I just remember this. Mm-hmm. So she asked me to prom, and I just told her I already had a date.
Yeah.
Because like.
But Johnny said she didn't meet his. She didn't meet his standards.
She didn't meet. She didn't.
She didn't give me what I deserved.
Because I was like.
That's a crazy thing.
Like I expected a banner. No, will you go to prom? That's it.
It's just a question.
So is that how you're gonna come? Like come to me.
That's how
every day I'll be walking.
That's how you're gonna try to fucking swoop into. A
kid, yeah, that bro. Is bullshit. Now you're right. Yeah.
Like
you're a king.
Bro, hey, I'm gonna tell you right now. You
said you walked her to class.
Hovered like we. You better sweep me off my feet like that Witcher did to you. Let me tell you. you better.
You lapped it with her. She pushed you guys.
I get on. I hold you. I don't know, bro. Look,
mad ass boner all the way.
Oh, wait, a fifth period?
Oh, look, she's walking. The whole time she's on your dick. Cut that out.
No, I'm not going to.
No, doing, cut that out. Cut that out. Doing.
No, so look.
You want to make it or not?
Not at this expense.
You got
why
it.
Why not? It's not hers. Look, I obviously, I'm fucking around. I'm joking. She just asked me in like my way because when you were gone, like Gazelle just asked.
I was gone for like 3 minutes. What the fuck did you guys discuss?
We just talked about how, like, crazy, bro, yeah. About getting us to prom and like how you avoid it. He said if somebody
asks, the special needs and person asks
the girls,
the normal person.
What do you do? And a normal person. Okay, so
oh sorry,
the able bodied,
the able.
Yeah, it was able bodied. So
still fucking failing, but yes.
She asked me. I told her I had a date.
That's fucked up, by the way. But you did deserve better, honestly.
No, I'm fucking around. But yeah, I mean, like, it's like, she just asked me, and I felt it, but it's like, I just didn't want to go in general. That's the thing. Like, she was sweet and everything.
She was in love with you, low-key. I know. Honestly, you were cute, though. You were cute as fuck, honestly.
But I remember that she just did that, and then she just, like, asked me. I just went around it. I was like, hey, I already have a date. You can do that. Just, hey, I already have a date. Whether or not you do, that's on you, but...
You got to find another one, though, right away to cover the lie.
I'm going to stay at home. Mm-hmm.
You have to.
I'll be like, oh, I can't go. I can't buy a tux. Like, you can buy from me.
I got some chorrat.
How do you guys feel about the person that goes to a prom and asks, like, the kid with special needs, like, you know.
Damn.
With the camera.
So sensitive as fuck, bro.
Thanks.
Clout chaser.
Okay, cut the camera. No. That's what you do.
The special needs kid to the normal person?
I had to switch.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
No, like, you know when the person is like, they try to make it a thing, like a video.
Oh, yeah, anything? Yeah, yeah.
Like,
right.
Oh, like, I'm going to go and ask this person. They have like.
That's fucked up.
The guy who never had a chance in everybody else's eyes, you're going to go and take a camera and put it in their face and ask the special needs kid if they
want to
go.
That's like the same vibe as like, oh, let me go to a homeless person and give them.
Yeah,
like, let me treat him, but the whole time you're just filming that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they give him a bunch of money. They give him a hair. They bathe them and shit. Like I've seen all those videos. I'm like,
bathe them?
Bro.
Your culture vulturing on the spectrum is crazy, bro.
Yeah, dog. That shit's weird.
Look,
it's all for views and shit.
I feel like if you're doing it and you're just trying to like spread like kindness and stuff, I understand. Yeah. But you, because you can tell the ones that are for it, the ones that are just doing it just for that. You know what I mean? Like they'll post a whole
the one
clip
that's running for prom queen.
Them getting ready.
They win.
It's very
and they win.
Yeah, facts. That does happen. But the way I see
rigged
it,
rigged ass election.
That's the problem. That's the problem with that side.
There's some fool there. Like I want to recount.
No, bro. You know, if you're running for prom king against a dude with special needs, you're fucked, bro. You're not winning.
Ain't no way, bro. Ain't no way. Football player Chad lost to Witcher Willie. Like
quarterback.
No way, dog. There's no way, homie.
The quarterback that just signed 4 years of a full ride
to the Falcons. Okay. I forgot. Abs of fucking Hercules. Okay.
And he loses.
Yeah. That's some bullshit. Bro,
you must be so bro. Mad how you're like, no.
As an immature high schooler, you're probably mad.
Fuck yeah.
So you're gonna tell me that cheerleader Brittany lost to homegrown. Like,
he didn't even write prom on the sign. He wrote porm.
Okay, bitch, what the fuck?
Yo, yeah, this is great.
Hey, you're dancing on it. You like the line.
But he.
Shit.
I saw this post on TikTok that this guy took his mom to prom. He's like, since my mom never went to prom, I'm gonna take my mom. I thought that was weird.
That is.
Yeah, low key.
You're like dancing.
He's trying to
grab
smack
her
for
ass.
Sure. You're yanking on your mom. How would you yank on your mom?
Put in work.
How were they yanking on the mom?
But I cannot put him in a jar.
How were they yanking on their mom when they asked her?
God, might as well.
Yeah. He's like, your mom's ass is
crazy. I brought a mom to prom. Yeah. How about you?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, I brought my mom, but I'm her daddy tonight.
Hell no, bro. Hell yeah.
No,
I was gonna add, like, you were saying the question, how do you guys feel about that? You were saying the question.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel like there is people, just students that are really fucking cool with those, you know, the special need kids. Like,
yeah.
They're always with them. They're always talking. They're always chopping it up. They're actually homies. Like, they're not just like, and then, like, there's people who have never once talked to them, and then you come and do it, and that's when it's weird. But like, if he was your homie the whole fucking year, and it's like, yeah.
When it's genuine, right?
Yeah, when it's genuine.
A lot of times, like, you'll see, like, because I remember there was TAs in our high school that they were TAs for that special needs class, and that was like a genuine interaction. Like, they knew all of the kids.
You're with
and
them
shit.
Every fucking day.
Yeah, like, bro. That's real. You know what I'm homies. Saying? But the shit that's on the internet is like, you know, they're just doing it for like clicks and shit, like,
but just read the comments.
It's
bro.
Fucked up.
Well, bro. Just read the comments. It's literally always like the kids in that school will say it, like, on there, like, this fool don't even fucking talk to him, bro. Like,
yeah.
You don't even like, you didn't talk to him afterwards, or you didn't dance with him at prom.
Yeah,
it's just a whole show, and it's like, bro, like,
it was just for the gram, huh? Just the pictures and shit.
I think ultimately though, what really matters is that those kids go. You know, at the end of the day, that's probably the best. Like, even if it was for a clout chase, he has reason. As long as the kid actually went. Because, I mean, a lot of those kids, they do, like, deserve, like, go and shit, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, by default, I think that, ultimately, that's what matters most, the end result of that shit.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
What's going to happen.
Nah, yeah, for sure. It's just, it's funny. Imagine, you're the prom king. You think you're going to win that shit?
You think you're going to win by a last
you see who's running, you're like, no, mom.
Scooby-Doo won? No.
No way.
I want to drop out. I want to drop out of the election. I'm not going to. It's bullshit.
Oh shit! But anyway,
he's not my prom king.
He's not my prom king. It's crazy.
Not my prom king.
That's not my president.
What the fuck? What the fuck, Lalo?
That Lalo was crazy, Lalo. I can't believe you said that.
I didn't vote for Sleepy Joe. Who's Sleepy Jimmy? I ain't vote for him.
He has concussions, bro.
Sleepy Wheels? Was it me?
You calling the kid?
Not my king.
You calling a kid prone to seizures? Sleepy Wheels is crazy.
That's fucked up, Lalo.
Bro, why would you do that?
I'd really be out here active. It's a comedy podcast. You know what I'm saying?
It's a comedy podcast.
Oh my god, we rolled in the line of comedy today. Are we gonna do phone calls?
Oh no, hey, we got some questions submitted on IG, right? Dreams posted on our Instagram. Anything you guys wanted to ask us and shit.
Right.
So go ahead, Dreams.
So you know what? I feel like a lot of these are good questions. So a lot of them will be in a rapid fire. And if we just happen to stick around on a certain topic, you know, we can riff from there.
Yeah.
You know,
and if you
I feel like we owe it to the people, right? Like this longer podcast and shit.
And if you know that was one of these was your question, keep sending more because obviously we like your question.
Yeah.
If we linger on your question, and if your question like, didn't get answered at all, then stop saying question because you probably suck at asking us something.
Lalo's crazy right now.
I'm sober too. Imagine.
Someone asked, "Are we getting PLP patches on the Belica jerseys or what?"
Shout out, my copy, roll out, bro. Yeah. We love you.
That's for sure, roll.
We're not gonna do that.
We should though.
Next question. So I have a crush on my best friend's sister. Should I ask her out?
I'm good, thank you.
Should I ask her out, and what will he say?
I have a crush on my best friend's sister. Should I ask her? Damn, bro, you can't.
Nah,
do that,
leave
bro.
It. Nope, leave it.
There's so many women out there, bro. It's like
double it.
Don't they give it to the next person?
Don't they give it to the next person?
Go and fuck somebody's twin sister.
It's like, cool. It's like you better hope that relationship, if you guys are in a relationship, it better go smooth. Because if it doesn't, your friendship's done, bro.
You're like one of the homie sisters?
Okay.
That's crazy. I just said that.
You
no, I didn't have our homies, but maybe somebody's homie. Like one of your homies, like you're not close to
when
him.
When I was younger,
I did.
When I was younger, one of the homies.
They were like older sister, though,
The older sister.
Exactly.
Yeah. But right away, I remember I told him, and I was like, but I like, add your homie. I'm letting you know right now. Like, mm-hmm. I have
your sister got an ass.
I had a crush on her growing up.
Yeah,
and I found out that it was your sister.
Uh huh.
Because we went to the same school. Like, she was older than us.
Oh.
And yeah. I was like, I had a crush on her, and like, I didn't know who she was until like I came over to your house, started hanging out with you. And then one day I saw her. I was like,
I saw her naked.
No way, that's your sister.
Fuck, that's yeah.
You know. And I was just like. And I was like, but I let it go because I wouldn't want to ruin our friendship. Because
how would you feel cool. if the homie actually genuinely loved your sister?
Like, that's not my homie.
Like,
that's hard.
Yeah,
that's
like a he's hard like
question, bro.
Like, but also you get your homie as your brother-in-law.
Okay, but do you know? but do you know your homie's a scumbag or you know he's a good person?
I guess that depends on the homie.
And that's the thing too. Like, fool, my dad did some fucking dickhead shit, bro. Because my dad was homies, bro. My dad was homies with my mom's brother.
What?
Yeah, bro. Fuck. And then damn. Yeah, no. And I told this. I was like, fool, you're a dick for that.
I told like, nah, I ain't taking over the family business no more.
And then his homie, my mom's brother, like yeah. he stopped talking to them for like, I think like a year or two.
Yeah.
He was just like, bro, like, and then I came.
Yeah.
And my uncle was like, well, like, you guys are seriously like,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he had to like come back into the light. But that was cute. A dick, bro. Yeah.
But is he cool now with that film?
You would hope so.
He's still mad at the party.
It's been like 29 years.
But still, though.
That's cool. Kind of fresh.
Like, or how long did it take? Do you know?
I just said like until I was born.
Oh.
That's when he finally forgave my parents. But like, mm-hmm. my dad did the asshole shit because like my mom was still in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
When and this fool was homies like and you know when you're homies fool you say a fucking vulgar shit as
yeah
well. Hey fool, I'm doing this
yeah. And then they used to kick it and they used to party and then all of a sudden you're dating his sister fool like that was fucked up dog and yeah. I told that motherfucker I was like fool, that's weird bro you weird
what the fuck
and what he say
he was just laughing they were laughing because my mom was there too and I was like yeah. Yeah I was like you don't do that like
yeah
that's I think not my right. dad did the same thing.
He was friends
with my tío Nene first, and then
damn, and then he became your papi Nena.
Almost.
Oh my bad.
Almost.
Yeah, bro, it's not
but,
right. It's
but
not
how? Right. Okay, but let's say what would it take for you to forgive someone who was dating like your sister?
It'd be hard. I'm gonna be real. But it'd be like.
You what about you? Because you got like seven of them.
Yeah, but they're
all like. It'd just be like. It's just that conversation, bro. I mean, like, yeah, okay, if you're serious about it, cool. But mm-hmm. if you just want to dick around, literally go find somebody else, bro. Like, that's just not cool. That's just not cool, bro. It's like, what the, like, especially, like, let's say you know me for a couple of years, and you know it's just, and you grow up with them, and then, like, you try to make a move. It's like, bro, you saw them grow up with, like,
yeah.
Why didn't you shoot your shot at first, you know? Because now it's kind of like, I'm already your homie, way.
But
it's just the same thing. And it's like, it comes to that same conversation, just like, all right, bro, if you're serious, cool, whatever, but... If you do anything fucking stupid, I'm gonna smack the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Like, that's just it, bro. I'm gonna, like, actually smack the shit out of you.
What if they're cool, though, but then you just hear them smacking cheeks?
Yeah.
That's a good
question. He's smacking her in a different way.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna answer it, but.
Yeah, nah, yeah.
Are you gonna give him tips?
You're wild right now.
Yeah.
Johnny, what would you do if someone's piping your sister as your homie?
I promise you, bro, I hate those fucking jokes. Yeah. I hate those jokes.
Yeah, I know. We know you do, by the way. I don't want to fucking say this
shit. Yeah, our other homies do the same joke.
I'm not talking about us, though.
No, I know, but I'm no, you're not, bro.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like...
When they target it that way.
Because they directly say, like... hey, what if we smacked it? And I was like, bro, like I don't like...
it's disrespectful.
Yeah, that's...
Don't be asking me those...
Directed towards you.
And it's like, it's something that I've already put my foot down on. I was like, don't fucking say those to me. I don't like them. Yeah. You could joke around. If you could joke around y'all sisters and y'all think that's funny between y'all, cool.
Yeah.
But I don't joke around like that. Yeah. Especially with my homies, you know?
Yeah.
Or anyone in general, but like, especially with like people who...
Because they know.
Don't fucking say that. It's weird to me. Mm-hmm. I don't like those questions. And I'm not getting upset at you. I'm just saying.
Who's the one homie that you think that you would not let you let... Like, date your sister.
Date my sister?
Yeah. Oh, okay. How about this? How far until you're okay with it? Relation wise? Like, are you cool with a cousin?
Am I not good enough?
Like, if he was dating your cousin.
I'm not good enough.
If he was dating your cousin.
I'm not worthy.
Let's say, for example, dating your cousin.
I would prefer you would never, ever, ever, ever touch my sister, ever, or talk to her or anything. Yeah. Ever.
Right.
But, like, if you came up to me and actually talked to me prior.
That's what I was going
to
say.
And you let me know, I would still fuck you feel uncomfortable, but it'd be like instead of going behind my back and doing it.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like,
saying?
Hey, fool, I'm already dating. Oh, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, like
you could have.
You know how DC to talk
I put
to
a
me?
Bullet through your fucking head, no cap.
How far down the relationship tree where it's like, whatever now at this point? like his cousins, second cousins.
It's like Lalo said, bro. You have to come man to man, my boy. And like even then, it'd be fucking hard. I'd be like, bro, really, dog? Like you can't look for anybody else? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't think that's that crazy. Not that I would ever do it, but I don't think it's that crazy because it's not weird that someone would have if they're close to you and they see that person, they would start to establish some type of feelings towards someone.
You better fuck me instead.
Not saying it's right. Not saying it's something I would do.
Yeah.
But I'm saying I don't think that's too crazy.
I mean, I know it happens. Like, it happens a lot. Yeah. But it's just like, especially for like Lalo and I, like, dude, our sisters are so much younger than my homies. It's like, and what makes it weird, like the weird factor is that like, if you saw them grow up.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't, like, I know they're adults now and shit, but like, you saw them grow up, so that's mad creepy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I guess like, you'd have to be like in your 30s for it to be like, all right, maybe you could give it a thought where you'd be like, all right, this is cool. But nah, bro, it's mad weird, dog. So to my boy, I don't know how old my boy is, but it's like, bro, I would suggest you just avoid it at all costs. Like, especially if it's gonna hinder your guys' relationship, like as homies and shit.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many fish in the sea, bro. Go get some other catfish.
Go get some other
and,
pussy.
And even if you have the right intentions, bro, shit happens sometimes. Like, you guys just don't like each other, and that affects how you hang out with your friend. You don't want to see her, and like if they live in the same house,
or people cheat,
like, and don't do shit behind each other's like, back either, right? Like don't do shit.
Like what would happen if a homie started dating your sister, but then your sister's the one that cheated on him?
Exactly, and that's what
that'd be fucking.
And that's what I'm saying. That you never know what happens. Even if you come in with the right attention, like I'm a good dude, you know me, I'm gonna be cool. Doesn't speak on your sister, and it doesn't speak on like what could potentially shit happens, bro.
Because at least the other way, you can be like, I'll side with my sister. That's family. But if you know that, if you know your sister did the homie wrong, now you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You cut your sister off?
You just with your homie?
I'll put a bullet through her head.
you and your homie get married?
Both of you. That's my boy.
Me and my homie been married for 15 years now. We're going into our golden age.
Yeah, it just really has to go super fucking smooth, or else, like, how you said, like, I should go sideways and you're fucked. Like,
there's a lot of what ifs. In my opinion, there's a lot of what ifs in a relationship.
You're rolling dice.
To risk my homies. That's why.
Uh-huh.
That's why. It's like, even if it's like the best homie that I know, like he does everything right. It's just like,
bro.
But like that's the conversation that's gonna have to be had. Like, bro, like, but if something happens, bro, you don't know what's gonna happen, bro.
Yeah,
shit happens, and like that. This cause it's just gonna ruin our fucking thing. Just you couldn't go find another girl in the working world, bro.
Isn't it mad weird though? Like if like let's say you are like you do have a relationship with like your homie's sister. It's like, bro, aren't you just gonna see your homie?
Yeah,
like in a way,
mm-hmm.
like. Like let's say you're piping, but it's like there's your homie. You know what I'm saying? Like it looks weird. Like it's just same like face. The facial things, right?
Yeah. My homies are cute as fuck though.
What if the truth is you always wanted to fuck your homie?
But then just fuck your homie. You know?
You just get the second best thing.
All right, what else do the people?
I say first, but
what is y'all drink of choice?
What the? Honestly, G Fuel. 20% off. PLP.
PLP.
Max.
Yeah.
For alcoholic, I got like Gramalo. No cap. Shout out Johnny.
Gramalo. I think they're talking about like a. Cocktail type of shit.
Irish trash can.
Irish trash can, huh? For you?
That's my go.
Johnny?
I'm gonna have to either go.
At least for right now. Like maybe this is your thing now.
Yeah.
Because we know you have flavor of the month.
Yeah, I switch off, but I mean, I'll say old fashioned.
It is Pride Month. You can switch it.
Yeah.
I'll say old fashioned or Bucanas of Cranberry. Those are like.
Oh, you old fashioned on Pride Month?
That's fire.
Damn.
Actually, that's not fire.
That's not fire.
A man is a man is a woman.
This is good, man.
Back in my day.
I think just straight up tequila shots, bro. No cash. That's my. What about yours?
For me right now, it's a michelada, a really good michelada.
Ew, no, I hate tomato, bro.
But the way they make them, like when I had them in Vegas,
I
thought he was about to say the Dodger game.
Yeah, when I had them at the Dodger game as a lifelong fan, best I ever had.
Smack.
Our married men week.
Damn, what the?
Like, are they going to the gym with Johnny or not?
I guess we're going to skip that one. All right.
What do they mean though? Like what could that mean? Like
I assume mentally, like people giving into the thought of marriage and doing it even though they don't want to.
Are you a bitch? If you get married.
I like how I find the exact lane where it went. Cuz that's pretty much what they're so, trying like, to say.
You turn into a bitch once you get married?
Yeah.
Is that what I don't saying? Know.
Are you
it could
bitch,
be that.
I think it's are you bitch man if you get married?
Yeah.
Like are you whipped or are
no,
you
I'm happy.
I'm in love.
That's my answer to that.
I think there's
and that's what makes them fucking happy.
Yeah, but there's some men that definitely give in to the pressure of like, oh, she wants to get married.
Yeah.
Like, so I have to marry her. Yeah. But I don't want to get married.
I was thinking more along the lines of like, oh, like when you get married, there's men that like
lose your rights.
Completely just, like their girl controls their whole life. And it's like, you got to do what I say. It's like, I got to... I don't know. Oh, like my girl didn't let me go out today. It's like, what? Aren't you your own person, bro?
Like, hey, bro, I have to go home.
Yeah. That shouldn't be a thing where, like, oh, my whatever didn't let me do this. It's like, what? What do you mean? Like, if you want to do something, you fucking do whatever. Obviously, like, there needs to be, like...
In the boundaries of the relationship. Yeah, in the boundaries
of the course. But ain't nobody should be controlling your life. So I think
you can still go out with the boys, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you can still hang out with your boys, like, just... As long as your partner trusts you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if that trust is not there and you're married and it's like, yeah, you're married, but she don't trust you.
Yeah, but it was a Saturday night and you're drinking out with the boys, but you have a kid.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's kind of wild.
In the boundaries.
Yeah.
Okay, but you left out the part where he takes care of the kid throughout the whole week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, fact.
You know, it's his weekend.
it's his weekend.
He left him a nap.
Nah, he's driving, fool. It's okay.
No, he loves his grandma. Yeah. He loves his grandma.
Yeah. Okay,
hella. You don't understand.
How do you?
I fucking hate those dumbass foods, bro. Fucking idiots, bro. Yeah. I hate those motherfuckers. Fucking.
How do you end a situationship?
Oh, brother. Go ask Inolvidable podcast.
Facts. hey, Inolvidable.
Yeah.
Here's a topic for the week.
Es los intocables.
Es intocable.
Yeah. You just ended by just ending it.
Yeah, you shouldn't have started it to begin with.
Bye.
Now end it.
Bye.
Not even. It should be like this.
Delete it. Delete the conversation.
Bye.
Yeah. Sorry for being a dick to your question, but
yeah, you shouldn't be in a situationship if you're over the age of 25.
I said.
Do y'all actually vibe with Peso Pluma or is he whack?
Yeah.
I think it's dope.
I like Peso.
What do you like about Peso Pluma?
He's honestly probably the cutest guy in the market right now.
That's fast,
and it's Pride Month, so I can
you
say
see
that.
Him? That's
I could be as gay as I want.
Yeah.
No cap.
Like, you see that? That's the definition.
As long as it's within the boundaries of the relationship, I could get fucked by a guy. Am I spinning right now?
As long as he doesn't grab your cheeks while you're piping him?
You grab him.
That's my girl's cheeks.
That's my girl's cheeks. That's her boundary.
Yeah.
You can fuck me in the ass, but just don't grab it. That's crazy.
A gift for a guy that you just started dating.
Let him fuck a guy.
What?
Sword.
What do you usually get a guy that you start dating? Oh,
look. I usually get him air fresheners.
And ball deodorant.
Yeah. For Manscaped.
Don't go too crazy because, like,
we would give each other the best gifts, bro.
Oh, yeah.
If we were in a relationship with
I'll
each
suck
other.
You hard as fuck.
No, not even that. Like, I'd get you, like, some shit for your car. Like, you need that oil change.
I think because they'll be asked for gifts. He doesn't like giving gifts.
That's bro, all of a sudden you got a cruise in your car now.
I get your capacitor and shit.
Yeah. Yes. Bro, guys get the best gifts. Girls get the worst gifts.
I'm spinning right
I
now.
I made you something.
Put the glitter away.
Yeah. How did give me popsicles instead?
So. She made you a California mission?
What?
for your first date, for your dating?
If he likes video games, you could just get him like V-Bucks.
Or just stop playing with him.
PSN, but PSN.
Yeah, yeah.
No, seriously, let's try to fucking help her out. You just started dating?
A gift for a guy you just started dating.
Cologne, that you like on him.
Yeah, cologne. That's
cologne, shoes.
Cologne's a good
I dumb it down even more. I say literally just get him like some drink he may like. Like, get him a bottle. Get him fucking
that's fire.
Some Gatorade and some candies. Who cares?
Okay, like, what if they're teens?
Shit. Huh?
What if they're teens?
Wait, what are they in high school and shit?
Dumb.
So you get him a bottle.
That's a great present. I'm not even gonna lie.
But they're underage, so I think you should get them some candies.
Yeah, we don't believe in premarital sex.
Ain't nothing wrong with getting the dude that you just started talking to, or girl, whatever. Like, you could get them literally a little cute fucking basket from Dollar Tree, put some fucking candies in there from Dollar Tree and some juice.
I don't want no fucking basket.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's something simple. You bro, imagine you getting some crazy ass gift.
I got it. Get my name tatted on your bag.
Oh, that'd be sick.
That's good. You guys just started dating?
Hey, fuck the candy.
Not even that.
Like a 15-year-old's going to get tatted, yeah.
Nah, fuck that. Don't get my name. Get my IG handle.
That's fine.
with the QR code and everything.
POP Johnny.
So whoever you're fucking next can fucking just go and just scan that bitch.
You change your handle?
Yeah. Oh, my link tree is different? Fuck.
You've got the passwords?
Yeah. Fuck. Have you guys ever felt like this podcast wasn't going to work out?
Every day of my life.
Every single fucking weekend.
How many toes can y'all suck before it's too much?
At least
as many as I can.
Have you ever broke a bone?
Yeah.
Yes.
You broke a bone? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah. Yeah, Johnny, you broke a bone?
Yeah, I broke my hand.
Was it the wing stop? Come on, that was a toss up.
I try to hold it in as much as possible.
Come on, bro. That was a good one.
You got any games on your phone?
You gotta give me one of those, Johnny.
Give you this one. I broke my hand. I was a lefty. And now I'm a neithery.
Yeah.
Because I don't need
neither. That was racist, but go ahead.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on broke dudes always spending money that they don't have?
Bro, why are you spitting at me right now? why are you coming at me?
What is he doing on you?
Spitting on you.
Pride month, though. You can't say anything. It's Pride month.
Yeah, it's kinky. What are your thoughts on broke dudes always spending money that they don't have?
Amen.
I mean, a broke dude is always a broke dude from the jump.
Facts.
If we're being for real.
Okay, but does he owe people money?
That's most likely. If they owe the credit union, do they not owe credit? Like, they owe somebody.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm not one to tell people how to spend their money, bro.
I am.
Like, my homies, I'll try to, I'll be cool. But other people that I know, like, you're not making money like that, my boy. It's kind of like, I don't get any more money looking at your pockets, bro. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, spend your money the way you want to fucking spend it.
You should not have YouTube Premium if you work at Subway. I'll say that.
You watch your mouth.
Fuck ads.
I drive more.
Yeah. People will watch it for us. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Next question. Do you guys view a girl differently if their body count is higher than yours?
Yes.
That's literally for insecure little boys.
Mm.
Go ahead, Johnny. Go ahead,
can only fuck one person and it's God.
You said it. That's for insecure boys. Go ahead, Johnny.
Come on, that was a joke. Right. And I heard him say yes. That's hey, why.
You know, it was a joke, but
this is super hypocritical too, because like motherfuckers would be like, bro, I don't give a fuck. Fuck whoever you want. Yeah. And then be like, but I wouldn't date one personally. It's like, what? That's hypocritical shit.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Like, as long as it's not anything crazy, you know, like if it's in the fucking 20s.
Is that even a question you want to ask?
No,
I don't want to know. Like,
yeah,
I don't want to know how many dicks slap you in the face.
Don't tell me.
And that would probably fuck, bro. You know how many, you know how many guys fuck better than me, bro? All of them. You know?
Well, because what is your move?
I heard you're a star, bro, in bed.
Oh, dude, pillow princess.
Okay. And your man being a pillow princess is wild,
bro.
Fact. Put his legs behind his head.
Yeah, I'm chilling, bro. I don't, you know, I've already put in my years, like.
Your years,
like, you know, like I'm in my.
You guys were retired already.
Seniority.
Yeah, you gotta hang up the dildo.
Yeah, I do got seniority. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I got benefits here now, bitch.
The union can't fire me.
Yeah,
I gave you the pumps of my life, like back
the
in the
pumps
day.
Of my life.
You know, now I can just
you literally in the
back.
Prime of your life
because you're 27.
And you're in the prime of your fucking life.
Tired, dog. Like,
I'm tired. These clips take a long time.
I think this podcast is easy to do, bro.
Like, man, probably like he's bugging, bro. I don't want to do this shit every week.
I'm going to lay back and kick back, bro. It is what it is, bro. And like that's on period.
It's retweet. Johnny, do you see how you feel about that? How would you feel? Let's say you didn't ask, but it just so happens she reveals it.
Why would she do that?
Because she's a bitch.
Stupid.
But you love her.
She's just like,
cinco pesos.
Babe, do you want blueberry pancakes? And also, I fuck 42 dudes. Yeah. Like, how does that even come up?
Well, maybe it does. You never know.
Obviously, when you're like, you're younger and shit, you kind of feel like, damn. Like, I feel like that. How Lalo said it is true. It's for boys too. Like, I feel like when you're younger, like, damn, like, what? Like, I only done it once. You know what I mean? Well, like, when you're way younger and shit, you're in high school, whatever, you're like, damn, what the fuck? I haven't even done all that. But now that you're older, like, you don't even give a fuck. Like, how you said, don't tell me. I don't fucking
care. It's also for dudes who didn't fuck enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's true too.
Like, if dudes didn't fuck enough, that's really only when it matters is when a dude, like, when he's in, when he hasn't fucked as
many
as
he done at all.
But what's enough for a dude? You feel me? Like, everyone's different, I guess.
A whole city.
You know what I'm saying? Like, some guys are cool. Like they'll never say it, but it's like you smash like 80 bitches.
Mm-hmm.
And little girls say fucking 10 or 15. Look how some of them get.
You're a glizzy, girl. You're a slut.
What's your guys' body count?
She's 32. Of course, she fucked 10 guys. She's 32. Relax. What about you, Beto? How would you feel?
I don't know. I don't think I'd care.
You don't think you'd care? But what if she? Even if she told you?
Maybe I'd kind of like it.
It's the motion.
It's like I've been with them too.
It's the motion in the ocean.
Nah, bro. Honestly,
I'm not insecure about my size. If it's like, I'm sorry.
Oh, insecure about your size?
No, I'm not. I'm not insecure about my size. Like some people, if you're insecure about your size and how you would compete up with others,
yeah,
that's an insecurity. But if I feel like if yours comes from more like not wanting to ask if she has like, are you clean still then? That's a whole other thing that you're scared of.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, all right, well, can I get the receipts for that shit? Like, because I just want, like, if you're telling me you have a huge body count, like, you know, like.
Like syphilis. Like, I thought that was your aunt.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
your aunt.
You know, like, I think that's a whole other avenue of worry. But if it's just like, damn, she's probably 150 dicks, or you're just worried about how many dicks have been there and all that shit, it's like, I think that's more where the insecure comes from.
Yeah, you're right. Nah, bro, that has
how many of them came in you?
That's a good that's question. That's a good like, question. Yeah. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
And if it's all of them, queen. Look, honestly, girls, I'm gonna give you guys a little piece of advice. Pillow princess Gazelle talking. Lie to your man.
Yeah.
Tell that motherfucker
you're my first.
You're my first. You're my only.
Pussy's
you're
amazing.
You're my first. You're the best dick I ever had. No cap. Lie to that motherfucker. Who cares?
And then when you put your dick in, it's like throwing your dick down a hallway.
Yeah, yeah. You hear that noise that I was doing last week?
Yeah. And then here,
bro, lie to that dude, here. Dog.
Bro. Fight Mike Tyson and receive $20 million, or talk like Mike Tyson for the rest of your life.
I'll fight that motherfucker.
I'll fight
fuck
him.
That. You,
damn, I'll talk like that fool.
I'm trying to live. So
I feel like this podcast would increase in value if I talk like that.
When I wake up in the hospital, I'm rich as fuck.
You just gotta fight him. You don't have to win, right? You just gotta fight him.
Yeah. You're not gonna win. What got into your head that made you think you're gonna win?
And that you didn't let me fucking finish.
Not much of a fight.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have to win. You just gotta fight.
Yeah.
Okay, then I would just take a CTE. That's cool. I don't give a fuck.
A CTE and a B. A couple M's in that B. Yeah.
And and 20 mil?
Yeah.
You know how fucking.
Matter of fact, throw some D's on that shit. Yeah.
That's what kills you and shit.
Buy a couple homes, run them out. I never gotta do shit. This podcast thing is over once that happens. I'm out of here right now.
What am I gonna do? I'm out of a job. America Chivas.
Oh, who knows?
What by the way, somebody fucking so somebody hit us up and said, "Damn, I told John, I said I'm so sorry about his Chivas." Fuck you.
What facts. The fuck?
Fuck you.
That was the biggest fan here.
This is some bullshit, bro.
I'm
so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I have no clue about all that.
Fuck Chivas.
He just wore his.
Hey, Tito, stay in the back. Shut up. Bullshit.
That's why he's in the back. Little camera boy, huh?
Bullshit.
Well, have you ever imagined how it would be if you were the opposite gender for a day?
Yeah,
let all the homies.
I'll be a little slut.
Oh yeah,
but you're my first. You're my first.
I'll let all you fools come in me. No cap.
Okay, come out the nose is wild.
That's
it's a dragon.
But we have to wait.
That's a dragon.
We wait till June though.
Yeah,
we wait till June.
Yeah,
actually I'll, no, that's no, huh? No.
Fuck it, I'll be your little snail trail.
Honestly, put it in my starfish. No cap. My little chocolate starfish.
Spit in my little one-eyed monster.
Oof.
You guys are fucked.
Let me wash your feet.
You're going to get cut by these uñas, bitch. Yeah. The first cut is the deepest.
One more.
Fuck, marry, kill among you guys.
Killing Johnny.
Wait, why? Could you somehow add like Tito in here? Like brother-in-law or something?
Fuck, marry, kill, intern.
Is that...
Also intern.
I wonder which one I am.
No, intern for sure, Johnny. And then I would kill Tito. Yeah. Imagine.
Why are the decisions always so drastic?
Okay, can we pick brother-in-law or something? Or like, could you pick something what? Else?
Yeah,
like try to compa for padrino or something.
Padrino.
But for your kid.
Yeah. Okay. Fuck, marry, kill, padrino, LGBTQ.
Okay.
Next question.
What is something
you
random?
You don't want to do that one?
No, fuck no.
Why not?
Okay, fuck, marry, go on.
Start going. I'm actually interested in who you guys would pick and why.
All right. Clap, Lalo, cheeks, no cap. That shit is fat as fuck. I'm trying to see the
recoil. You're caked up.
That was my next question. I don't want
to hear it. I'm trying to see the recoil on those cheeks.
I'm trying to see,
my girl's lucky as fuck.
I have not seen honey buns like that since I was in high school and got them shits for breakfast.
Out of this. You think it's Thanksgiving when you see them. Oh,
yeah, you saw me turn around.
Kill Johnny.
The hammy sandwich.
I'm Mary Dreams because he's got a prospering rap career.
You're 27 and prospering?
Bro, I'm going to let you down.
But I'm gonna be a ride or die.
I'm gonna let you down.
I'm gonna be a ride or die.
That's like somebody.
Hey, your car is gonna be good though.
No, dude. I'm gonna stand by your side, and you're gonna be like, when you make it, you'll be like, he's a ride. But then you're gonna drop me for like some bomb bitch and shit. But I'm here for the ride, baby.
I promise I won't.
And padrino is.
I stick it out with you, but I won't even marry my bitch. That's wild.
That's a crazy thing you just said, right?
Oh, cut that up.
Fuck you. You said it.
Nah.
It's a joke.
Nah.
Just say you're sorry.
She's not gonna take it like that.
Just say you're sorry.
Sorry.
There.
Sorry.
It's a comedy podcast. I said I was like, clap all those cheeks. You think we're being serious in this bitch? Go fuck yourself.
What is something? What last one? What is something random a girl does that is oddly attractive slash satisfying?
Nobody else. When they suck you off. That's just random as
fuck. And oddly satisfying.
It's so cute.
You're on your Scott interview shit. You didn't let the rest of us answer the rest of the question.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's just fuck y'all questions on it. I mean,
Scott. Scott.
Fuck, marry, kill who?
I don't want to play stupid.
You don't want to fuck me, though? Huh? I'm just going to lay down.
So nah, I know. I wouldn't fuck you.
I'll throw it back. Pull my hair. Fuck it. We with the shits. We with the shits. Okay. My knees are good.
I'm gonna kill.
I guess got 225.
I'm gonna fuck.
I'm not doing reverse cowgirl.
I'm looking for. I'm really just pretty focused.
He still chooses you.
I'm really focusing on a padrino because I want my kid to have like a good padrino in case something happens to me.
Why are you focus on the padrino? I'm gonna let your kids. I'm gonna let your kids die.
They're gonna be on my hand.
I got a prosperous rap career.
Though. Okay, yeah. There's our padrino.
They're gonna get shot in the club.
There's our padrino.
Your kids are gonna get shot in the club.
No. No,
where's your padrino? Your battery stalled. That fool's battery stalled too.
The padrino, he's always, he could be there. He could be there. He's always chill. He, my kids, gonna get shitty ass gifts for Christmas, but it's cool. I got him anyways.
If they get one.
Okay. Fuck.
PS4 game cards.
Damn, Tito, looking hella sexy back there. I'll kill the fuck out of Tito.
That was good.
That one? Yeah, I'll kill him just because I know him the least.
Let's end this bitch.
Oh, one of them.
Figured out. Right. Why the fuck you going out to me?
All right, no, I can kill Mary. Who was it? What was it? Fuck Mary, kill.
I don't even know.
I'd fuck Dreams because he throw back on me, and I would marry you just because I can. I think I could tolerate.
You marry Johnny?
I think I tolerate.
You know, that motherfucker snores.
Yeah, but he's not gonna last forever.
Oh, that's a good point.
You could remarry.
Exactly.
Hey, why is it like fuck? Like you're gonna fuck the guy you marry, bro? Like,
yeah.
It's like fuck,
yeah, but,
fuck.
But
there's one that you don't give a fuck about.
Yeah, it's a quick fuck.
Oh.
Yeah, a sick fuck.
Like you, I just fuck. I just say, oh, whatever.
But I'm gonna fuck Johnny. Worth it. But I'm gonna fuck Johnny probably for like 2 weeks, and then he's a me.
You want me to say some highness shit right now? Yeah. I don't think you would pay enough attention to me. I don't like it. You're too busy with work. I don't like this, bro. You don't even like the. This what's more important, me or the clip? And I know which one already is the answer. So that's fucked up. Bro.
You trying to make it or not?
Fuck, marry, kill, the fuck out of here.
I don't want
padrino.
We don't want kids. It's cool.
Yeah, padrino, but you're cool. You and that homegirl.
Homegirl.
We are delusional at this point.
Yeah.
What time is it? Like 10?
Hey, and we're not even 10:40. Drunk.
No, by the way, we did this sober podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, it's almost 11. That's why.
Hey, we're giving you some old pod vibes, low key.
Yeah, I feel like we owed it to you guys because. Low key, that fucking banger 12-minute episode.
It was a banger, though.
It was amazing.
It was a banger. It's 12 minutes of genius.
Well, the hour 30, well, the hour 15 that we recorded was actually a banger.
You know, some people say 12 minutes is like an hour.
Low key, and those people usually have, what is it called? Something.
Down syndrome.
What the fuck are you on, lad?
Premature ejaculation.
Yeah.
Down.
Yeah, I don't know how you jumped to that. You're on your own with that one.
Yeah, bro,
I'm in trouble enough with this podcast. But yeah, I think I wouldn't like that you don't pay attention to me.
I'd try.
Yes, but it's always promises. You're always saying that.
But look.
You're always saying that.
But dreams.
What?
Baby.
What? You don't think about how much I gave up.
Babe.
I moved to where you were living, fool.
You gave him you gave him your best years.
Yeah, I did.
Babe, but look,
don't babe me.
I'll give you foot massages at night.
That's lucky facts. He does do that.
He's traumatized.
And it'd be like once a month.
Okay, once a month?
Yeah.
You think I'm that low maintenance? You're crazy. You're crazy.
I'd pay for your nails.
All right.
Mary,
all right.
I guess we can do it.
Yeah. He just knows how to drive me back in. This is wild.
I'm not going to fuck you, though.
But anyway, shout out to my girl. Happy birthday. It's still your birthday for some reason. Because let's face it, girls' birthdays is never just one day. That shit's
birth month.
That shit's 7 weeks.
Right.
That shit's longer than Quaresma. It's just wild. But shout out my girl, happy birthday, love you. Shout out all my homies who've been listening. Shout out to the people that have been listening. Shout out to my homies that are here in the building right now. Just had a good pod. We're gonna have some more guests. We have, you know, merch will be dropping soon. I know you guys asked that a couple times already on the questions. We are working on it diligently, I promise you.
Can we tease a shirt or nah?
Pull it up right here.
We can pull it up right here, like the little mock-ups that we have.
I don't know. I'm scared. I'm scared of rejection. Imagine we're like halfway through fucking production and he's always like, ew, this is nasty.
Let me fuck up.
Yeah.
I can never
remember. But anyway, we're working really hard on it. And honestly, it's because we have put a lot of thought into it and we don't want to just give you a fucking product that, you know, you put that shit in the dryer and then now it fits you like a tube top. So shout out to all you guys. Facts. Shout out all you guys that are 4X and above because y'all probably ain't going to get a shirt.
Facts. If you guys want to get Johnny's meal plan.
We love you guys. It'll be linked in. Thank you guys for putting us like
on the map.
On the map, honestly. Mm. Thank you guys. We really appreciate it. And with that, I'll give it to Johnny for his shout outs.
Okay. I want to give a shout out to everybody that just be supporting us. A birthday for happy birthday to his girl because obviously it's her birthday month. Another birthday for Alexis and a late birthday because I obviously missed it, but it's still your birthday month, so fuck it. Happy birthday to Gio Fonseca. You asked for a birthday.
Shout out to
Gio,
bro.
And to everybody that just be fucking with us.
Tito in the back.
You have any
shout outs? Shout out to you guys.
You're welcome.
When this comes out, maybe it'll be my girlfriend's birthday too. So happy birthday to her. And it'll be.
Nope. Nah, we still got
it. It's still.
Oh, her birthday's after your birthday, so never mind. Scratch that.
Never mind.
It'll be like 2 weeks.
I'll see y'all next week.
Oh, yeah, Johnny's and Nye's birthday are coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up.
We're probably going to get a bunch of strippers and coke.
Down into it.
Per party bus. Okay. We might just cancel. We just might run another prom. For on my end, shout out to my lady, of course.
Facts.
Shout out to all the people who, shout out to all the prom kings. Shout out to all the gays. I said this last year too.
Shout out to all the gays.
Shout out to the fucking gays. You guys are vibing.
Yeah.
You guys, y'all are. Like, one day, maybe, you know.
And keep the dick, don't chop it off.
Nah, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Nah, keep it.
Do whatever makes you.
If you chop it, you should at least keep it like in a Ziploc, like in the freezer.
Ice, yeah.
Like a wedding cake.
And then you hang it up like one of the deer and shit.
You dry it out like beef jerky.
Okay. You. What's that shit called?
You got a humidor?
No, the freeze one. What is it?
Freeze dry.
Yeah, Mr. Freeze.
Shout out to all you motherfuckers that are interacting on Instagram and YouTube. Oh, hopefully you guys liked last week's pod with the homie Seth.
Oh, yeah.
The homie Sean. With the homie Scott.
Homie Scott, yeah.
Shout out Jeez for fucking up his name.
Damn,
live on the pod. That was interesting. Hopefully you guys liked that intro that we did. It was like, it was vibes. Like that's like his lane. But yeah, no, that's it. I mean, hope you guys are having a good week. Love you.
Damn, the energy just.
Nah, we're chilling. We're just chilling.
It's just the outro now.
Yeah.
I'm chilling.
Now we gotta leave him. Fucking
kisses on your dicks.
Oh, there we go. All right, that's enough.
Yeah. Shout out to the boys here. Shout out to everyone that fucking listens to us. That just woke up at 4 a.m. or that are was 2 hours in, 6 a.m.
Shout out me.
Getting breakfast, maybe. Whatever the hell you're doing. If you made it this far, what should they comment? What should they do? What you guys like to eat for breakfast?
Ass.
If it's ass, it's ass. Yeah. And if that comment doesn't show up, it's not us. YouTube fucking censors that shit.
Yeah.
So do like the at and the money sign or something.
You guys ever do the French horn?
What?
And you go from the back.
Okay.
Hey, definitely support us with one more shout out to G Fuel because we for sure
use our code at G Fuel.
Yeah, because we for sure ain't making no money on this episode the way we started this bitch.
Yeah,
so use our code.
It is what it is. But yeah, shout out to the boys again. Shout out to everyone who shares. Shout out my family, and also shout out to GJP LLL, the homie Guillermo J Perez the third. You gotta follow back because we haven't done that in forever. So
kiss on your dick.
There you go. I gave you
it's prime.
Shout out the Lit Outlet podcast for having me on. I didn't get to do it last week because we had a guest, but thank you to Nomo for having me on. I really appreciate it. And Jeff, who wasn't there, but shout out him too. And shout out that Batty podcast that they have.
Oh, no, we forgot to say this. We actually talked about this before we started the podcast, but voicemails.
Yeah.
So, you guys have been dropping some voicemails. We have some. We actually had them queued up for this episode, but we started rambling about Padres and them driving in their Corvettes and shit.
Yeah.
But we got a prompt for you guys for next week. If you guys made it this far, that's how we'll know if you guys actually made it this far. The prompt for next week, please call in 909-547-5546. Call in. If you guys have any like crazy.
What's the longest dick you saw?
No, bitch.
That's going to be the prompt.
No, it's like wedding.
Wedding.
But close.
Oh, okay.
So anything regarding weddings, maybe like just like a funny ass story, like maybe something went super wrong at somebody's wedding or your wedding or whatever, but like it'd be just interesting because we're gonna be at our homie's wedding next week,
next Saturday,
so we're gonna talk about that and hopefully you guys have some stories so we can kind of like just relate and just, you know, talk about
and
it.
If you're married, you're weak.
So what's the number, guys? 909-547-5547.
I don't have that shit.
I gave out my number.
Yeah.
Yeah. With that, again, shout out family boys here, my girl. And with that, we out. Peace.
Thanks.
Get your G Fuel.